High school football is on the air. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the color, the pageantry, and the excitement of high school football on KGYM, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Now let's head to the stadium and join our KGYM football crew. Jeff Moss with sideline reports. John Hegarty with the expert analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to high school football. Week number six here upon us, and what a beautiful night for football here at Kingston Stadium as we get ready for a District 8 Class 4A Metro encounter tonight, as it will be the Kennedy Cougars hosting the Linmar Lions. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Kingston and the Bob Brooks Press Box. Scott Unash along with John Hegarty. Jeff Moss not with us tonight. He'll be back with us tomorrow night at Thomas Park. So we will be sans sideline reporter coming up here tonight. Very special night here at Kingston as the 50th anniversary of Kennedy High School being observed tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. The coronation of this year's homecoming king and queen going on below us right now. And John, they just had a cavalcade of former homecoming queens that were introduced by Randy Krejci here along the track in front of the big crowd here, spanning all the way from 2016, a year ago, back to the very first year of Kennedy High School. The first two were here, as a matter of fact. Great to see that.
Sure is, and Kennedy's got so much to be proud of, and it's on display here tonight as the potential king and queen are now, candidates are being paraded in front of us as social studies teacher Joe Benedict, you may hear in the background, is reading their profiles. But you're right, Scott, and has to make all alumni feel very good. And by evidenced by where I had to park tonight, Scott, there's a lot of alumni here. The Kennedy throng has showed up in mass.
Yeah, all the most of the homecoming queens are back, and also Kennedy invited all of the football all-staters back. A lot of them are here. Had a chance to see Dallas Jacobus and Sean Beyer before the ball game, and many of them from distant lore of Kennedy High School back tonight.
Now, there's even some coaches, former head coaches that are here from back in the day too. So this is just a wonderful celebration. And you know, I went through this with Jefferson a few years ago when they had their 50th, and your fear is always that you go to all this work and then you don't get the turnout. But Kennedy has to be ecstatic about at least the beginnings of what they're doing with their homecoming and their 50th anniversary celebration tonight, because this is a wonderful, wonderful kickoff here tonight at Kingston.
Oh, by the way, we have a football game to get to tonight as yeah. Well, with a little bit on the line. Kennedy and Linmar, great rivals, of course, and a lot on the line here tonight. Of course, the second week of district play getting underway tonight. Both these teams won their district openers last week. Kennedy down at Burlington, and Linmar got the first win in the Paul James era. They got it at home at Linmar Stadium against the Ottumwa Bulldogs. So, yeah, Linmar's 1-4. But as we'll hear from Brian White coming up, and we talk to both coaches here in a little bit on the pregame show, on the True North pregame show here coming your way on KGYM, that he believes he's trying to convince his team Linmar is 1-0, and in actuality, they are 1-0.
You feel so much better as a coach and as a team when you get a win like that. So last week's win, even though it was against a team that's been challenged in the last several years, win-wise, that's got to be a huge boost and shot in the arm for Paul James and his Linmar Lions. Look for them to come out smoking hot tonight in the first quarter.
Kennedy coming in 4-1 on the year. They are also 1-0 in district play, having beaten Burlington last week. Cougars, both these teams, as a matter of fact, they ran the ball in a big way. Linmar only threw three passes last week in that win against Ottumwa, while Kennedy unleashed a new weapon, just Justin Johnson back into the backfield, and 5'11", 215 pounds. He's going to play a lot tonight because Caron Henry is in street clothes, and he is injured. He will not go tonight.
Well, next man in, they always say. But not having Caron Henry out there is a dimension that they're going to have to find some way to replace. And tonight, I think they're going to probably go to that often, and you're going to hear that name called, and hopefully for Cougar fans, you're going to hear it called a lot tonight.
Going to be one of those nights, I think, where the play up front on is going to dictate a lot of who's going to win this ball game. The Kennedy offensive line getting better and better each week, according to Coach White. Same thing with Paul James. He said his offensive line, he likes how they have been progressing. So nothing new as far as the game of football is concerned.
Well, it's simple sometimes in respect that you just go back to the fundamentals of blocking and tackling. And they always say blocking first. They never say tackling and blocking.
No.
So keep that in mind.
They do not. And the Kennedy Marching Band on its way out here, and they are going to, have their pregame, have their national anthem, and also will be having the Kennedy alma mater play. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. Linmar 1-4, 1-0 in district play. Kennedy also 1-0 in district play and 4-1. High school football presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. And you can read all about all their great things they have to offer online at firstfedcu.com. That is firstfedcu.com. Make sure and check them out. Two locations, one in Hiawatha, one downtown, one coming soon out at the Westdale Mall area. We'll hear from both of these coaches coming up here, John, but you take a look at what each team likes to do. For the Kennedy Cougars, 192.5 yards they rush for each outing. For Linmar, 139 of their 209 yards they average on offense per game come on the ground. And so it's no mistake. Both of these teams are going to try to run the football tonight.
No doubt about it. They've got good lines. They've also got good backs that they can hand the rock off to. But when it comes to Kennedy, I think that Brian White would love to see his team a little more diversified offensively. They did a nice job in the games we called against Jefferson and Dubuque Hempstead in spreading out the run and the pass. They almost had a near 50-50 in those contests, and so that was a very good recipe for success against both of those teams. And I think, although they'd really like to run that ball tonight, I think they'd really like to pass it as well.
For the one big difference, defensively, Kennedy very stingy, 211 yards that they are giving up. For Linmar, 321 yards, including Linmar giving up almost 160 yards per game on the ground. They're going to have to shore up that defense tonight to stop Kennedy.
Well, and that's the issue. And in addition to those stats, Scott, the big play has really hurt Linmar. One of the keys to the game tonight that I've got down on Linmar's ledger is that they've got to stop the big plays. They cannot give up those big strikes.
Homecoming King is being... And we'll get the name of the homecoming king for you coming up here in a little bit. See the football team represented by kicker Alex Stone down there. Good the kickers get some recognition, huh? I like that. We'll get the queen candidate, and then we'll hear from both coaches coming up here on the pregame show. Grover has been named the queen for Kennedy High School this year. So congratulations to her. And I think it was a young man by the name of Polly is the king this year for Kennedy High School. So there you go. All right. Let's get to both coaches here, as we are going to talk first with Paul James, the head coach of the Linmar Lions, as they come into Kingston Stadium tonight and get ready to take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Back in the 2-1 pregame show, getting ready for Linmar and Kennedy. And
Paul James, the head coach of the Linmar Lions, joining us. And let me be about the, 351st to wish you congratulations on your first Linmar win.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it was a good win for us. We waited a little bit longer than we wanted to for it, but it was a good way to get things going in the right direction.
Well, talk about it a little bit. You only threw three passes in that game. Alex S. had another big night on the ground.
Yeah, we actually had quite a few more passes called, but Atumwa jumped offside, so we changed our call and didn't get the passes in. So the run game was going for us. Our line was blocking well. The backs were running hard, so we just kind of stayed with it.
How about that line? Getting better and better each game out?
Yeah, I think so. They're understanding better and better their assignments and what it takes to be successful.
How about the injury bug? I know you guys have been nicked up this year. Is it getting better?
Yeah, we're starting to get some kids back. Some of our receivers, and we actually had three receivers out. Nybar, Savon Walton, and
incomplete.
Josh Hilsenbeck, like our three starting wide receivers, and they've been out for 3 weeks. And Ben Delgardell came back last week, played a little bit, got 2 touchdowns. So those were the 4 key ones that were out with injuries. Noah Hess, of course, is ACL, so he's gone for the season. So, you know, that's we're getting healthier right now. Hopefully we'll stay that way.
Well, you're 1-0 basically for the year coming into this game tonight, and obviously a big one with Kennedy.
Yeah, and that's what we preach to the kids, that you know, we're in our second season now. The district, you know, is what we're focused on, trying to finish first or second in the district so that we can make it to the playoffs, and so that's going to be our ultimate goal.
Well, you and Coach White know each other very well, and going to be one of those mirror image games again tonight.
Yeah, each of us do some very similar things because of our backgrounds, and so you know, they're a tough team. They play tough and give a good effort, and so, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us.
Well, what do the Lions have to do tonight to spoil the party here tonight?
Well, I think we got to contain their running backs. That's a big thing. We got to contain B.J. White, not let him get outside, you know, to throw the ball. And offensively, we've got to control things up front.
All right, sounds good. Best of luck to the Lions tonight. Right.
Thank you very much.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all 4 Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? Digital Doc buys repairable devices and sells them for a fraction of the cost of a new device. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Kevin Kugler here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and I will have the action for you from Seattle as the Seahawks host the Indianapolis Colts. Led by a big game from T.Y. Hilton, the Colts picked up their first win last week. Now they face Richard Sherman and the Seahawks defense on Sunday Night Football. Join us and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football, Indianapolis at Seattle. Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call as rookie sensation Kareem Hunt leads one of the league's best offenses, the Kansas City Chiefs, against one of the best defenses, the Washington Redskins. The Chiefs are unbeaten so far. The Redskins coming off a terrific win over the Raiders. Join us on Monday night and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the Chiefs host the Redskins. Monday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Back with you on the True North pregame show, getting ready for Kennedy and Linmar here at Kingston Stadium. And Brian White, the head coach of the Cougars, joining me. And great start to the district season last week after a lovely, hour 45-minute bus ride?
Well, on the yellow buses, it's about 2 hours. And we rode down the yellow buses, and it was about 97, 98 degrees on those things. So we were just happy to get there.
Well, and trying to overcome that and you know, just to get everybody level-headed, because obviously your opponent last week wasn't the strongest group. So how'd you rate everything last week?
You know, I thought we went down there and we did exactly what we needed to do. They have a pretty decent offense, and our defense rose to the occasion and played real well against a good quarterback. He's probably one of the better quarterbacks we've seen this year. and our offense did an excellent job of keeping the sticks moving. We had very few penalties, which was a big thing that we wanted to focus on, and I don't think we punted once that game. So, you know, we took care of business on both sides of the ball. Special teams played well, so it was a good trip for us.
And on the offensive side of the ball, you introduced a new weapon. You got Derek Diggins in there now, and use that basketball prowess to get some passes.
Yeah, Derek's a heck of an athlete, and you know, we were looking forward to when we could start playing him, and you know, he's been working on the offense since, you know, he came with us this summer, and he's a good football player. He's got great hands, and of course we're gonna, you know, try and get him the ball as soon as we can, whenever we can.
And just another weapon and more speed to throw in the offense.
Another weapon. You can never have too many of those. So, you know, when we have a few guys out here and there, and you know, we get some guys back last week, and it helps. It helps having a Derek Diggins and Justin Johnson as well. You know, we got him last week, and I think he had 79 yards on 7 rushes, 2 touchdowns, and he's just a bull in that backfield. And you know, so he's a nice asset to have as well right now.
Well, another person to run the football, and it's a great problem to have back there.
It is, and you know, I don't know. I was looking at quick stats the other day, and I think we have 12 or 13 kids that have at least, you know, 2 or 3 rushes, and you know, we'll have a whole bunch of kids in the backfield tonight. I expect to see maybe 5 or 6 different kids actually run the ball, and you know, our quarterback does a good job of spreading the ball out with receivers, and so you know, we'll have 4 or 5 kids hopefully catch the ball as well.
I think one of the big keys is going to be your running attack, and Linmar trying to stop the running attack with their defense.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one thing, you know, we've had the injuries, and everybody has injuries, but our O-line has been intact all year, and they're really starting to come around, and the last couple of weeks they've really started dominating the line of scrimmage, and it showed, definitely showed last week. We had no 300 yards rushing, so it's getting to the point now where hopefully we can put, you know, a multitude of backs behind that O-line, and we're going to get our yards, and you know, that's the way we play football here at Kennedy. We need to run the ball, and so we're going to give it every effort we have tonight.
Well, it's another one of those games that's kind of a mirror image of one another with Coach James.
Yeah, it is, and you know, we know each other well, and you know, we do certain things a little bit different than them, and they do certain things a little bit different than us. But you know, tonight's going to be a, you know, a throwback old school football game. You're going to probably see more quarterbacks under center tonight than you'll see the rest of the year with two teams on the field. And, you know, I'm good with that. I like seeing that, and you know, being able to run the ball. And, you know, to us, that's the way the game's supposed to be played.
Well, Linmar's 1-4, but really they're 1-0, undefeated coming into tonight.
Absolutely, and we actually told the kids that this week. You know, it's district play right now, and they're in first place in the district. And so, you know, coming into this, you focus on the next game, and certainly Linmar's next game. And they're a good football team. They've had a little bit of bad luck here and there. They're a physical football team, and you know, I like their tailback. I think he can do some great things. And when you're running an eye offense and you have a tailback, you always have a chance.
Things you'd like to see the Cougars do to be successful tonight?
Well, of course, run the ball. And you know, our quarterback, you know, will have opportunities to take some shots downfield once in a while. And when we get those opportunities, we have to convert on them. And then obviously our defense. You know, our defense has been so good this year and given up, you know, so few points. And we'd like to see that continue tonight with our defense. So you know, hopefully that'll get done.
All right, best of luck to the Cougars.
Thanks a lot, Scott.
Head coach Brian White, as the Kennedy Cougars make their way out onto the turf here at Kingston Stadium in front of a big, big crowd below us here on this Thursday night as we get week 6 of the high school football season underway. Beautiful night for football. Temperature right now, 66 degrees. There's not much wind, John, and you can't ask for better playing conditions here tonight.
It is. It's perfect. Great crowd here, and you know, this is what you want for second week of district play. You want to have things on the line. You want to feel good about your team. Both teams coming off big wins last week, so yeah, the fur's going to fly.
Yes, it is. We'll keep you updated on Iowa State. We'll keep you updated on the Bears and the Packers throughout the night. Linmar back out here as well. Lions, and they're all white tonight. They will have the black numbers with the red and black trim, the black and red striping on the pants, the black helmets. Kennedy in their green jerseys with the gold numbers and the black pants with the green striping and the green helmets here tonight as we get ready to kick off week 6 of the high school football season. Again, high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, and a big thanks to Dan and Tom, and check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Some injuries. Linmar's getting some people back. Kennedy, they have lost 2 defensive ends now, as Blake Sargent is out for tonight, so they're going 3 deep out there at that defensive end position. And we heard Head coach Brian White, he's so concerned. Alex Hess has been terrific. He's almost up to 500 yards, and considering he didn't get a lot of carries in the first 2 weeks for Lindmar, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he gets stronger every week. When we saw him out at Lyon Field, I was impressed, and since then, his stats have done nothing but gotten gaudier. So, yeah, I think he's looking for a big night, too.
Marco Shanklin, along with Kai Jenkins, will drop back deep for Kennedy. Lindmar won the toss. They deferred their choice to the second half. And getting ready to kick off for the Lions will be Austin Brenning. He'll kick off from right to left as Lindmar will defend the south goal to start things off here for this District 8 Class 4A game. As we are just about set to get her underway here tonight from Kingston Stadium. Brenning has it teed up. Left-footed kicker. Lindmar's got a pair of left-footers. Here's the approach, and we are underway. A line drive. Dying Quayle. It's picked up at the 22-yard line, but on a knee collecting it was Moriandis Cooper, and Kennedy will have it right there at the 22-yard line. The Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Kennedy Cougars. Brian White, his son B.J. White, the quarterback, 6'1", 170 and a senior, 61% completion percentage, 669 yards, 8 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. We're going to see a whole bevy of backs tonight. Michael Watkins will start for Caron Hendred. Watkins, 5'10", 192 and a senior, and he'll get the first carry, and nope, that's Johnson, the fullback, who came back last week. Justin Johnson, 5'11", 215-pounder, John. We saw him last year. He is a bull runner, and he goes for 13 on his first carry.
Well, he's every bit of 215. He's just solid. He's got big, thick legs, and he's got a thick upper body to go with it, and that dive straight through, untouched.
Kennedy, Kai Jenkins. We'll start off as a wide receiver, hand off up the middle to Johnson, and again, just right up the middle, ISO power, and goes for about 12 to the 47-yard line. Two plays, two Kennedy first downs. We'll also see Deer on the outside along with Sam Harrison. Cam Jones, the tight end, 6'3", 205, and a junior. We'll give you the Kennedy line up front in a moment. Over the ball, Parker Maxwell at center, first and 10, middle of the field at the 47-yard line. Out of the eye, Lions showing blitz. Long count, handoff, second back through to Watkins. Picks his way across the 40 into Lion territory. Waited for the hole to open and got down to the Lindmar 46-yard line. That's going to be seven more. Up front for the Cougars, Noah Glady at left tackle, 215 and a junior. Nolan Jacobs, 230-pound sophomore at left guard. Parker Maxwell, 215, a senior at center. James Vega, the right guard, 195 and a senior. And right tackle, Josh Viss, 235 and a sophomore. Second down, a little more than three for the Cougars. Off the quick count, Watkins off the right side, stumbles across the 45, spins and has another first down. As he's down close to the 40-yard line before he's spilled there by Isaiah Garman and Bridger Aka. And this is exactly what Brian White said Kennedy was going to do.
Looks like a steam bulldozer right now. They're just coming off and getting into the white jerseys from Lindmar, pushing them back, creating some gaping holes.
Deer and Jenkins to the left side for Kennedy. Now Cade Parker into the backfield, another sophomore. Split backs this time. And they'll give it on the counter to Parker. Not much. Stacked up. Good job by the Lindmar defense right there, led by Luke Holmes. And also up front, Trey Baker combining on the stop. No gain that time. Parker in there. He'll get a lot of carries tonight. 5'11", 195, and a sophomore. Harrison out to the left side, and one receiver out to the right. Up the middle, Johnson bouncing off defenders, and he's close to a first down. All the way down to the Lion 31-yard line, might be about a half a yard short.
Well, Lindmar's defensive alignment right now, walking eight guys up into that box with a three-deep secondary zone coverage, but there's just nothing right now that they can do to get underneath the pads and keep themselves from being driven back right now by the big green Cougars.
Up front, Lindmar, Cam Bonner up there, Trey Baker on that front line. Third down and one, five-man front, B.J. White under center. Called signals and handoff to Parker, and he spins his way for a first down to the 26-yard line. Five more, And Kennedy will move the chains for the fourth time. First down, Cougars.
Lions are sending both of their inside linebackers on almost every play. There's no question what the play is going to be. Everybody knows they're going to run the ball. So they're trying to put as many bodies slammed up to the line of scrimmage as they can. And yet, Kennedy is persisting.
Trent rolling at one corner. Utzinger at another corner for Linmar. First down for the Lions, 26-yard line. Hand off to Watkins, little delay. Now he gets to the outside of the 20-yard line, and Alcott finally brings him down. That's going to be another Kennedy first down, down to the 15-yard line. As Kennedy has already used almost 4 minutes here in the first quarter.
Yeah, up to that play, everything had been straight ahead, vertical running. But on that play, they pulled a backside guard who led the double team on the far sideline, and the counter play just worked because everybody on Linmar's defense bit on full flow.
Jones tied in left side. First and 10 in the red zone at the 16-yard line. Toss sweep to the right side. Watkins hit at the point of attack and brought down. Good job that time, Zach Gerlach and Trey Baker to make the stop for Linmar. But you're seeing safeties already coming up for the Lions from that backfield.
Yeah, and you know that the assistant coaches up in the press box for Kennedy are seeing that getting suckered up in there, and it's not going to be any trouble here, seemingly, if they would have play action pass.
Teron Deere into the game. Split wide to the right side, the short side here. On second down and 11. Eight to play here in the first quarter. White with the eye. Off the fake. Back to throw. Has time. Bootlegs to the left. He might run it. He does. Angling to the sideline to the 10-yard line and out of bounds as he gets down to the Linmar 9-yard line.
That was the old Paul James tight end double crossing pattern off of play action bootleg. Tell me there's not a little bit of fun in that call.
Oh, we're going to see a lot of calls. These two guys, of course.
That is a play that Paul James made everybody look bad on for decades when he was the coach at Wash. And, oh, by the way, Brian White was his defensive coordinator for a number of years.
For a long, long time before he went over to Kennedy. Third down and 4 for the Cougars. Third down from the 9-yard line, and we're going to get a flag flying. And did we get a timeout before the flag? We did. Timeout going to be taken by the Cougars. We'll take one as well. 7:50 to play in the opening quarter. No score, but Kennedy in the red zone. Back after this 30-second timeout here on KGYN.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. Kennedy with an impressive opening drive as the Cougars with a third down. We'll call it a little more than 3 from the Linmar 9-yard line. Sam Harrison back in there as a wideout for Kennedy. And Linmar back to a 4-man front here. Looks like they're going to have 8 in the box right now. Harrison to the left side and Deere to the right side. White under center, hands it off to the fullback. Johnson busting through the right side. First down, close to the goal line, and he's down inside the 1. First and goal coming up for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
That fullback dive has been money in the bank on this first drive as they have, I don't think they've gotten less than 6 yards on that play, and they have to have run it for at least 5 times on this drive.
Justin Johnson got his first carries of the year last week. 6 rushes, 79 yards and a touchdown. He's averaging 13 yards a crack.
But he's a draft horse, too. I mean, he's not going to pick him up and put him down with the fleetest of foot. But, man, is he a battering ram.
Parker in there behind Johnson. Tail the tandem in the eye. Play clock down to 4. Hand off Johnson. Bulldozes in for the end zone. Touchdown, Kennedy. Impressive opening drive by the Cougars. 1 yard run, second of the year for Justin Johnson. And it's Kennedy on top, 6-0.
Well, that's what Brian White told his team before they came out. He said, we're going to get this ball on the kickoff, and we're just going to march it straight downfield. Don't look for me to call any passes. We're just going to ram it down Linmar's throat, and that's what they did.
Alex Stone is back healthy, and he's going to kick. Payson Kennedy is the holder, the backup quarterback. Good snap, place down, line drive kick is up, and it is good. 7:19 remaining here in the first quarter. It's Cedar Rapids Kennedy 7 and the Linmar Lions nothing. We'll take a 30-second break, come back for the kickoff right after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
Thanks to all our great sponsors to bring you high school football right here on KGYM. Scott Unash, John Hagerty with you. 7-0 lead for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And Linmar will get the kickoff. And dropping back for the Lions will be Alex Hess. He's back there along with Josh Ilsenbeck.
Scott, while we've got a second, we got to just remark on this turnout by the Kennedy alumni and fans tonight. They virtually have the entire half of the stadium filled. This is impressive turnout tonight.
Very good turnout for the Cougars. Kennedy to kick with Alex Stone. Nope, this is not Stone. This is going to be Steven Svoboda. A high pooch kick, and going to get a fair catch called for and made at the 25-yard line. Fair catch called for and made by Drew Martin. Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Linmar Lions. Paul James, Trot Carey the quarterback. Carey 6'3", 180-pound senior, 56% completion percentage for 355 yards, three touchdowns, three interceptions. Alex Hess made a name for himself over the last couple of weeks. 5'10", 160, only a junior. We'll also see a lot of Ben Delagardelle as well for the Lions. Aaron Neibauer is healthy. He's back in there. They're going to go with the bunch right side, and the toss is put on the ground loose. I think Kennedy's got it. And the Cougars do, inside the 20 at the 18-yard line. That toss was behind the running back.
They had a tight trips formation to the wide side of the field, and it was just basic toss sweep. But Trot Carey, as he pivoted around backwards, did not lead Hess with that pitch, and the ball was behind him. Hess never had a chance to get his hands on it, and it just went down on the ground. Kennedy right there to pick it up.
And they've got it on the Linmar 18, already up 7-0. Derek Diggins out to the left side along with Harrison. Twin receivers, A.J. Davis and Jenkins to the right. Empty backfield, back to throw White. Steps up, throws for the end zone, lofts it over the head of Harrison, incomplete. Had a man there, might have had to get rid of it a little sooner than he wanted to.
I like that call, though. You might as well come over. A big turnover like this. A lot of successful coaches that have been around the block a few times, Scott, they understand the quick strike factor of a possession change like that. The master of that, I always thought, used to be down at Iowa City Western. He's now coaching for the Hawkeyes.
Absolutely. That would be Reese Morgan again. Spread look, three receivers to the right side, line showing blitz from the outside, off the long count, White to throw, throws a slant, incomplete. A little bit behind Kai Jenkins, and it's going to be third down and 10. Kennedy, we mentioned getting people involved. Kennedy has had 10 running backs with over four carries. They've also had 10 receivers catch passes this year.
Well, they've sure got the people to do it. They've got so many bodies down there dressed that spreading the wealth makes a lot of sense.
Nine on the play clock. Third down and 10 after the turnover from the line 18. Kennedy up 7-0. Shotgun snap. White setting up the screen, and it's incomplete. Tried to get it to Michael Watkins. He had a bunch of blockers out there, but good job. Trey Baker was in there defensively along with Alex Lehman for the Lions.
Yeah, we're going to see a field goal attempt here, and so good job by the defense for Linmar of holding here.
Alex Stone coming out. Should be a kick of about 35, 36 yards right in the middle of the field. Going to be a 35-yard attempt. No wind, as we mentioned. Here tonight at Kingston. Out of the hole to Payson Kennedy. Good snap, place down, kick on its way, partially blocked.
That's live ball.
Yes, it is. Going to roll into the end zone. Block. Trent Rowland got in there and blocked it.
Yes, they overloaded the near side of the field. And a lot of white shirts coming off the corner, but that was blocked by interior shooting of the gap by some. Lindmar, right up the gut there, they got a hand on it.
So it stays 7-0 and a bullet dodged by the Lions. Lindmar up front, Riley Higgins left tackle, 230, senior. Nick Abusali at left guard, 263 and a senior. Keegan Harris, 220 and a senior at center. Henricks at right guard, 285, and Cole Wright, right tackle, 245 for the Lions. Again, that bunch formation right side. And Carey on the counter give left side. Hess hit, brought down behind the line of scrimmage at the 18-yard line.
Counter train, you know, all week long, defensive coordinator Kyle Knock has been saying that that's one of the staples of Paul James' offense. So they have been seeing that play in their sleep and did a good job of getting penetration there as the backside guard and tackle coming across couldn't get anywhere to block anybody.
And worse news for Lindmar as Alex Hess remains on the field turf as he is being attended to by the Lindmar training staff. As Paul James will come out and talk to, well, not Paul, but
Paul's up above,
Paul's
us, right
above
now.
Us. But the offense will come out, the coaches, and talk with the Lindmar huddle. And if you're the Lindmar offense, this night couldn't have started any worse.
Well, the good news is he's up and walking off under his own power, and he's going to be off for one play, but I bet you anything he's not going to be out very long. He looks very good coming off the field.
Kennedy brought their All-Staters back. Just looking down there, I see I see a few Morios down there and some others. But there's about 20 of them, wouldn't you say?
Well, you say that name Mario, and I think linebacker, because those guys knew how to tackle.
Second down and 12, back in the 18. Carey under center, short drop, now rolls to the right, throws in the flat. Drew Martin with the catch at the 20.
Ooh.
He got upended as he got to about the 23-yard line. Marco Shanklin, all 5'8", 140 at that corner, brought down a big guy, Drew Martin.
Nice form tackle, and Martin tried to kind of jump over him a little bit, and Shanklin said, we're not having any of that. I'm going to wrap your legs up in midair and take you down.
Drew Martin playing some tight end tonight. Third down, 7 for the Lions from the 23-yard line. Hills and Beck and Niebauer out to the left side for the Lions. Out of the eye formation on third down. Cougars bringing the blitz. Carey rolling to the left side under pressure. Steps up in the pocket. It's going to run to the 25 and taken down from behind at about the 29-yard line by Cade Parker. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Good pursuit by Cade Parker, who had to run all the way to his left and then reverse field and come back on the bootleg to run him down from behind. Carey went down awkwardly on that play in the tackle of Parker, but bounced right back up and went back to the huddle.
Now, Trott's also the punter for Lindmar, averaging about 33 a boot. So it's fourth and less than a yard. 5:15 to play first quarter, 7-0 Kennedy, and Lindmar looking like they will punt, and they will. A high but short kick, end over end. It will take a sideways bounce, and it will be touched at about the 35-yard line by Josh Hilsenbeck. 36 yards on that carry punt. And Kennedy will have it, 5:05 remaining here in the first quarter, up 7-0.
Two possessions for Lindmar on the night. First play went over on a fumble, and the second result was a 3-and-out and a punt. So right now, Paul James just trying to move the chains, if nothing else, to get going.
Kennedy up 7-0 with a 1st and 10 at the 35-yard line. Out of the eye, handoff, second back. Cade Parker stood up. Trey Baker, first one to get to him, along with Luke Holmes. Isaiah Garman in there as well. Baker's shoe came off. Riley Higgins playing some defense as well. Rolling and Gerlach, the two corners right now, and right now playing safety for the Lions is Connor McSparron. No gain, 2nd and 10 for Kennedy. White turns, hands it off to Parker this time. Tiptoes across 35 to the 40-yard line. Lowers his shoulder and gets about 7 to the 42. Gerlach again on the stop for Lindmar.
simple ISO, but good blocking by the left side of the offensive line. Great job of blocking by the fullback. And right now, Kennedy's rushing attack, they're not worrying about speed. They're just worrying about bringing big bodies with great body lean and, you know, try and tackle us.
Third down at 3 for the Cougars. And they'll keep it on the ground, and busting through for a first down is Johnson again. Takes it close to the 50. They're going to say the 49-yard line, but that'll move the chains. First down, Kennedy.
Fullback dive, Scott, is such a quick hitter that they're by the defensive linemen so quickly that if the linebackers aren't watching where the ball is being handed off and there to make that play, they're past the linebackers, and it's a 7, 8, 10-yard game.
Listening to high school football tonight, 107.5, 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. White rolls right, throws sideline, caught. Diggins at the 40. Little drag move at the 35, a little stutter move, and gets to about the 32-yard line for the basketballer, Derek Diggins, who goes for 19.
Yeah, showing the sweet hands, the patience, waiting for the ball to come to him. As his receiving skills develop, he'll learn that once he runs that route, he needs to come back to the ball. Once he starts doing that, boy, watch out. He's going to be dangerous.
6'2", 170. I think he's listed at 6'3 in the basketball program, though.
This is the football roster.
From the 32, here's the give. Big hole Johnson turns it up 25. He's close to another first down. Looks like he's going to have it at about the 22-yard line. 22. And that's another gain of 10. First downs right now are 9-0 in favor of Kennedy.
Just ripping off huge chunks of yardage with this rushing attack. But that being said, I like the way that Brian White, Kennedy coach, is throwing in a little bit of the play-action passing and trying to hit some of his receivers as well.
First down from the Lindmar, 22, 7-0 Kennedy. 8 to play clock, hand off to Johnson, playing tailback this time. Inside the 20 and down to about the 17-yard line before Isaiah Garman brought him down for Lindmar. That is 5 more for Johnson, who's carried it 8 times so far for 65 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter.
Been very efficient, but everything's been straight ahead, and Lindmar just hasn't had an answer for it.
This time Watkins will line up behind Johnson. Receivers left and right. Hand off, Johnson up the middle, bangs into Lane Toll, who's in there as an extra blocker, as a tight end, and going to be close to another first down, down to about the 13-yard line.
Good job of breaking that ISO up by Isaiah Garman, who came in from his middle linebacker position and just blew up Toll, the fullback.
Third and a little more than a yard, Cam Jones coming in as the Kennedy tight end. And he will line up on the right side. Tight eye, Toll in there as the blocking back for Watkins. And Watkins gets it off the left side and twists it down, but he's going to have a first down. Gets down to about the 12-yard line. That'll be a pickup of 2, and Kennedy will move the chains again with another first down.
Dive, ISO, and power. It doesn't get any more basic in a running game playbook than that, Scott.
Yeah, this isn't anything that's going to excite anyone playing video game football.
I'll bet it's fun, though, when you get the ball handed off to you, though. Kennedy backs look like they're fat and happy right now.
From the 12 of Lindmar, first and 10, minute 35 to go, first quarter. Off the fake, White rolling to the right, looking, looking. Now going to run to the 10, angling to the sideline. Ooh, took a shot by Isaiah Garman right on the sideline, but did get down to about the 4-yard line, though.
Well, Garman did come over and rock BJ as he went out of bounds there, but that was a very clean hit. There was nothing unsportsmanlike about that, being out of bounds whatsoever.
Second and 2 for the first down, 4 for the touchdown. Kennedy already up 7-0. Sophomore game tonight, Lindmar sophomores, impressive, 26-0 over what was an undefeated Kennedy sophomore team. Twins left side, second and 2, and are going to get a Cougar timeout. And we'll keep it here for this one. Brian White wants to talk things over with son BJ and the rest of the offense.
Yeah, I think there were some personnel issues there that he didn't like what he saw when his guys came out of that huddle and lined up. So he wanted to make absolutely sure. When you get down inside the 5-yard line, I don't care what the down is, if you don't have the right personnel out there, You can't afford to have a busted play where you go backwards, because that takes you out then of your rhythm, makes people question things. So he took that timeout as a matter of just, let's all take a breath, make sure we got the right personnel in here, and then when we call this play, let's score on this one.
Wind has picked up a little bit since the start of the game, south-southwest at about, maybe 8 to 10 miles per hour. So Kennedy is going into the wind here, but it's been mainly running for the Cougars here. Week 6 getting underway. Other games in District number 8 coming up tomorrow night. Prairie will be at home to take on Windlass Ottumwa, and Iowa City West will head to Windlass Burlington. So this is the cream of the crop among the three games in District 8 this week.
But there's some big showdowns coming on the horizon.
Yeah, Kennedy and West High coming up. What is that, week 7?
It's next week, yeah.
Next week, okay.
Which would be week 7 already.
Hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
That big one in week 9 that we'll have out of John Wall with Prairie. Second down and 2 from the 4-yard line. White turns, hands off right side. Watkins trying for the corner and gets in for the touchdown. Michael Watkins takes it in from 4 yards out, and Kennedy up 13-0.
That's why you call that timeout, Scott. Get everybody on the same page. Make sure the personnel is all correct. Give yourself, your guys, just a little chance to catch their breath and refocus, and then come out and stick that ball in.
Another beautiful drive by Cedar Rapids Kennedy. As Alex Stone in to try the extra point. And the kick on its way, and looks good and is good. And it's now Kennedy 14 and a Linmar nothing. We'll take a 30-second break, come back with a kickoff. Right after this, you're listening to High School Football from KGYM.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort. Feel the warmth this winter with a new home heating system installed by the local pros at Lynn's Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Lynn's today at 319-362-6435 or visit linsheatingandair.com.
Next Tuesday, they will travel to Dubuque.
Back with you from Kingston Stadium and the Kennedy Cougars up 14-0. Right now, this is a dominating performance. We talked in the pregame show, John. Can Linmar's defense stop this Kennedy running attack? And so far, they haven't.
No, the answer to that right now is no. But on the other side of the ledger, offensively, you know, they've only run 4 plays, Scott. They've had 2 possessions. The first possession was a 1-play fumble. They turned it over down on the 18-yard line to Kennedy, and then the 3-and-out last time.
Here's a kick, another high, short kick, taken at the 20-yard line to the 25, and Garmin bringing it back and brought down on a nice solo tackle by Jalen Johnson.
Big Isaiah Garmin says, let me have that ball. I want to run with it.
Yeah, he's not calling fair catch.
There will be no surrender when he gets the ball.
Takes it back to about the 29-yard line. And Linmar's got to get something going offensively right now.
Right now, they just got to get a first down, Scott. If they can get a first down, I think they'll calm down a little bit, and maybe things will flow a little more rhythmically for them.
Keep you updated on the Packers, Bears, Cyclones, Longhorns, Iowa State trailing 7-0 early second quarter of that one. They break the I formation right now. From the 29-yard line, carry on the inside, handoff, and the fullback taking it, Chase Schultz. 5'8", 190-pounder, and maybe a yard or two. They'll mark it at the 31 for 2. It'll be second down and 8. First carry of the night for James, for Schultz.
Well, that's not the way you get ahead of the chains on downs.
Establishing that inside line. Second down and 8. Split backs this time. Here is the give on the counter. Bottled up behind the line of scrimmage and brought down right at the 31-yard line. Cade Parker on the stop of Hess, so it's good to see Alex Hess back in there.
Yeah, you knew the way he came off the field after that injury that he was going to be just fine, so that's good for Linmar.
35, maybe one final play, and there will be a final play coming up here in the first quarter. Kennedy on top, 14-0 here in this district battle. Linmar with a third down and a little less than 8. They'll send Nybauer and Hilsenbeck out to the right side. Off the quick count, carry, rolling to the right side. Has time, throws on the run, and the leaping catch made. Hilsenbeck for a first down. And the ball may have come loose as he tried to get away at the 40-yard line. See what the officials say. If Lindmar's got it, it'll be a first down. There's 1 second remaining on the clock here in the first quarter.
Big pile that they're undoing right now, and no signal, although Kennedy is saying that it's theirs, but we have not seen an official signal yet.
Officials still talking it over, on right in front of the Lindmar bench. They're going to give it to Kennedy.
It is Kennedy's ball. So they did not get their first down. Instead, they turned the ball over to the Kennedy offense yet again, and it's going to be right about at the 30, right on the 40.
You can't blame Josh Hilsenbeck. He made a nice catch. He was just trying for extra yardage.
Yes, and when he went down, there were so many green jerseys swarming around him that in not going down, he actually had several green guys stripping the ball away from him.
So one play here remaining in the first quarter for the Cougars. First down from the Lindmar 40. Shotgun. Inside handoff. Busting through Johnson. And he takes a couple of lines with him. Close to the 30-yard line. Might be a yard short as we come up to the end of the first quarter of play. After one from Kingston Stadium. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 14. The Lindmar Lions nothing. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, we'll include small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Two teams looking to stay in the district race square off this Friday night on KGYN. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty, Jeff Moss, and me from Thomas Park as center point Urbana takes on Marion. The Indians have one loss and the Storm and Pointers two losses in district play as each tries to stay within shouting distance at the top of a tough Class 3A District 4. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Center point Urbana at Marion. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYN.
For 1998, Tim Belkey.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium.
1999, Brent Nelson.
They're introducing the Kennedy All-Staters.
Barry Pinky.
John's having George flashbacks.
Kim. Yes.
Also,
but there's a couple of guys down there I coached, actually. Back in the early days when I was at Taft Junior High, not middle school.
2014, John Meyer, Parker Steppen. From 2015, Dallas Jacobus, Jason Jacobs.
And introducing Dallas Jacobus, among others. Second down as we start quarter number two from the Lindmar 31-yard line. White back to throw on second and short. White in trouble, steps up in the pocket. Now guns it downfield, and a catch made by A.J. Davis. In traffic down at the 6-yard line. Going to be a gain of 25 and a Cougar first down.
Kind of a broken play where B.J. White had to just try and extend it by using his feet. Bought himself enough time that A.J. Davis came across the middle there and had to go up and catch that ball as it was thrown quite high.
First and goal, Kennedy from the Lions' 6-yard line. One back, shotgun to White. Looking to throw. Throws the out, tipped, almost intercepted by Savan Walton and... I think he had nothing. Was that Walton? Or
Trent Rowland.
That was Rowland, 19. Yeah. Okay,
Trent Rowland picks that off, and he goes down the Kennedy sideline 95 yards unmolested. He'll be seeing that in his sleep tonight.
So a incomplete pass. Second down and goal from the 6-yard line. Johnson, the lone setback in there for the Cougars. Three receivers right. Diggins to the left side. Blitz coming. White looking for the slant. Caught Diggins. Touchdown.
That was an audible, Scott. As you could see, once the Cougars got up to the line of scrimmage, B.J. White was doing all kinds of pantomiming on his face mask and looking at his receivers, and they had that play called on the quick slant to Diggins there.
So Kennedy gets on the board again, and the Cougars now lead it 20-0. Only 19 seconds into quarter number two. Extra point try on the way by Alex Stone. It is good. And it's 21-0. Kennedy has taken advantage of a couple of turnovers that Linmar has had so far. And this thing could get away from the lines if they're not careful.
Yeah, Linmar doesn't have an offense built to be able to come back from a huge hole that they're digging right now. And we saw something very similar to this several weeks ago when we were out of Lion Field and Jefferson came out to play the Lions. They turned the ball over. Jeff turned it into some quick strikes that went long distances on the big plays. And so Linmar right now, they've got to stem the tide somehow here. They got to slow this game down. Offensively for Kennedy, right now, these 8 and 10 and 15 play drives right now are keeping the ball away from Linmar, and then with the two fumbles that they've had, giving it back to Kennedy, that's just been a recipe for disaster so far.
Right now, the Lions have 11 yards of total offense compared to 155 in the first quarter for Kennedy.
Yeah, and I think they've only run like 7 plays, maybe.
Yeah. So things have got to get better here for the Lions. They're going to receive the kick from Svoboda. As Linmar will go against what wind we have here in quarter number two. Kennedy up now 21-0. Here is the kick. This one a deeper one. Back to about the 6-yard line. Here comes Hilsenbeck to the 10, to the 15. Far side, got a hold, 25-30. Up the numbers to the 40. And Toll brings it down, but not until he gets out to the 47-yard line. 41-yard return for Hilsenbeck.
Nicely blocked by the return team for Linmar, who set that up out on the numbers. It was almost like a wall return that you would see on a punt, but it was a kickoff.
Good field position for the Lions from the 48.
On the return, Josh Hilsenbeck for the Linmar Lions.
And it will be an I formation look. Schultz, the fullback, with Hessen there as a tailback for Linmar. Wide side of the field to the right. They'll keep it on the ground. Hess up the middle and a short gain, maybe a yard. Cade Parker, Isaiah Mady were all there for the green and gold and black of Kennedy. Only a gain of one. 3 carries for minus one right now for Alex Hess.
Yeah, and on first down, they haven't gotten more than a yard or two on any foray.
Second down, 9. Coming up on 11 minutes to play. Cougars showing blitz. Off the fake. Carry. Deep drop. Throws the middle. Wide open. Garmin. He's got the catch and has the first down. As he is upended there by Cooper, but not until he gets down to the Kennedy 41-yard line.
Well, I like the thought of getting that ball to somebody like Isaiah Garmin. He's the leader of that team when it comes to just, I'm a tough football player, and I don't care what the score is. I don't care what our situation is. I'm going to find a way to give you 110%. That's Isaiah Garmin.
First down of the night. First and 10 from the 41. Kennedy territory. Lines down, 3 touchdowns. Booting to the right side. Carey going to throw deep on the run. Man out there stretching and making the catch along the sideline. Inside the 10-yard line is Aaron Niebauer. Down
Welcome
at the
back.
Kennedy 8.
They were missing Niebauer, and what a good return to the lineup on that play.
33 yards. And a first and goal coming up for the Linmar Lions.
First down and goal, Linmar.
Savan Walton is into the game out to the left side. Hilsenbeck out there as well. One setback and a slot. Here is the give up the middle. And Garmin caught and pulled down right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down. And goal for the Lions. They're going to place the ball just inside the 9-yard line. Kennedy right now. Zach Packingham out there defensively. Cam Waldrop for the Cougars as well. Down to 10 on the play clock. I formation this time off the fake. Carey rolling to the left side. Being chased. Got away from one. Can't get away from the second one. Waldrop and Cooper. Cooper coming up on from his hybrid spot to make that sack. And that's a 10-yard, making a 9-yard loss for Trot Carey.
We're going to get a timeout here for Linmar, Scott.
Timeout going to be taken by the Lions. That'll be their first. 9:28 to play here in the first half. Kennedy 21 and Linmar nothing. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to Kingston right after this. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, You don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Good for them.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. They're introducing the three gentlemen that were played in the first season of Kennedy football.
Yeah, the first game, in fact, against LaSalle, they just, Aaron Stecker, athletic director, just said. Which was a 6-0 win, I believe, he also said.
And one of those down there as we back to action, third down and goal. Carry in trouble, and he's going to go down. Cade Parker, among others, as they get him back at the 29-yard line. Kyle Knox sent everybody except the Allstaters on that one.
And I think 6 of the 11 were involved in taking Carry down. Carry absolutely refusing to go down. Got to love his moxie.
Well, fourth and goal back at the 29. You got to go for it.
We're going to see a screen to the left-hand side of the offense.
Lions with 12 on the play clock. They'll send Twins to the left side, Twins to the right. Hess stays in as the one setback. Shotgun snap. Here's Carey. Going to throw the middle, and it's caught by Walton, but way short of the goal line. At about the 12-yard line. Going to be a pickup of 17, but Lindmar is going to give it over on downs.
So Lindmar, on their fourth possession of the night, gets into the Cougar red zone, comes up empty-handed.
And Kennedy will give it up on downs. Lindmar will. Kennedy will get it back with 8:35 to play in the first half, up 21-0. First down, Cougars from the 18. Ball just inside the left hash mark. White turns, hands it off, and this coming to the left side and squirting through to the 20-yard line that time was Michael Watkins. Kind of thunder and lightning going on from Wash a couple years ago tonight for Kennedy.
You know, Brian White has really done a nice job of rotating backs into this game tonight, keeping everybody fresh. Seeing a lot of names and numbers here tonight, and that's a good thing.
Second down and two. I formation, give to the fullback, and Johnson with a flag down, hit and brought down. Going to be close to the line to gain for first down, but that came right in the middle of the pile, John.
Yeah, that'll be a holding, and the official that threw it is now coming up and grabbing his flag and putting it back at about the 20, so take it back 10 from there.
It'll be a hold on the Cougars. And that'll take him back 10. One of the players there on the first team, All-Stater, made a pretty good name for himself as a golf pro around here, Gary Lobar. I know Jeff back at the studio, worked for Gary and at various golf courses around the city. And Gary sent Kyle in the golf industry as well down in, I believe, in New Mexico. He was also an All-Stater.
And both of them here tonight.
Both of them here tonight. 10-yard penalty, back to the 10, second down and 12. And they'll keep it on the ground. The Watkins, right side, pushes a blocker in front, 15 to the 20. Up the numbers, 25, and tripped up with a first down at the Kennedy 27-yard line. 17 more. And Kennedy's just getting yards in bunches right now.
Well, their linemen are getting underneath. Their pad level is lower right now than Lindmar, Scott. And they're getting underneath the white jerseys and just pushing them back. There's nothing fancy here. This is it's an exhibition of line blocking skills.
First down, Kennedy at the 27, 7:19 to play. Clock running, first half. Toss sweep, White to the side, and there's a penalty flag. Flags coming in from everywhere as Watkins goes down. This is going to be a hold.
Well, poor Noah Glady. He has done so many good things in games that we've called this year and is a tremendous lineman. But he got not only a fistful, but he was pushing from behind outside the tackle box. So
going to be a hold on Kennedy. And it'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Boy, this Kennedy team clicking on all cylinders, and we talked about it. If Lindmar wants to make some noise here in District 8, with Prairie and West and Kennedy. They're probably going to have to win, what, you think, two of those three games?
Absolutely.
And right now, they've dug themselves a 21-0 hole. First and a mile back on the 13-yard line. White on the delayed draw. Nothing doing for Watkins. Surrounded and brought down. Going to be a loss back to the 9-yard line.
No gain.
And the Lions were waiting that time. Riley Higgins, I think, was the first one, and he's slow to get up.
Point against more wholesale changes coming into this Kennedy offense.
That was the first time tonight. Kennedy, I think, had a negative play.
It's been routine for four and five players to come in after every play here. Rotation system for Kennedy's offense. Pretty salty tonight.
Second and 28 back on the 9-yard line for the Cougars. White under center. Tolan there to fullback, and he will block for Johnson, trying to get to the outside and crosses the 10 and comes to the near side to about the 13-yard line for a pickup of four. It's going to be third down and a whole bunch coming up here for Kennedy. Harrison Watkins coming in.
Boy, and again, another four different players checking in for Kennedy.
Malik Adams coming in for the first time for the Cougars. We'll have stats coming up at halftime. Get you some scores as well. See how the weather is in Green Bay. Third down, they keep it on the ground. Just a trap to the fullback, and Justin Johnson blasts his way to the 19.
Cougars did not punt last week, but they're going to send out the punt team for the first time tonight.
Michael Watkins will stay out there to punt, averaging 41 yards a kick.
He's a threat to run every time.
Although it's Brock Remitko out there.
Yeah, it is Remitko.
To punt. Line of scrimmage, the 19-yard line, gets it away, angling to the far side, a very high end-over-end kick, and they kick it away from Hilsenbeck. And we'll see where they will spot where the ball went out of bounds. Lindmar's going to have good field position at the Kennedy 45.
First time they've set up shop tonight inside Cougar territory. And on that last possession, remember, they took it down to the Kennedy 12 without scoring any points, so Lindmar feeling a little better offensively right now.
5:04 to play, two timeouts remaining. Lions down 21-0. As Kennedy has dominated this first quarter of play. Up by three touchdowns. Four receivers, three to the right. Shotgun, inside hand off to Hess. Just lowered his shoulder and got about two, and then second effort took him out close to the 41-yard line. Isaiah Mady in there for the Cougars.
Yeah, Hess got hit about 1 yard gain and then just kept his feet and legs moving, picked up a couple of extra yards.
Almost a gain of four. We'll call it three. Second and less than seven. From the 42-yard line. Again, same formation. Spread. Three receivers to the right side. Shotgun snap back to Carey. Being pressured. Steps up in the pocket. Gets away from one. Going to run. And gets inside the 40 down to the Cougar 39-yard line.
Trot Carey on the carry.
As Trot Carey will go for three. And it will be a third down and almost five coming up for the Lions. Nybauer to the left side for the Lions, 6'1", 170-pound senior. We're going to get a Lindmar timeout. Lions will take their second timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:02 to play here in the opening half. Kennedy 21, Lindmar nothing. Back after this on KGYM Sports.
Getting stuck outside your garage isn't good.
I'm freezing. You really don't have the house key?
I figured we'd go in through the garage.
Getting stuck inside isn't so great either.
I've got to get to work. My meeting starts in 10 minutes.
Let me see if I can open it.
Get a garage door tune-up at Rainer Door of Cedar Rapids now, before you get stuck in the cold. For a limited time, call Rainer Door and ask about their fall tune-up special. Call Rainer Door at 365-7894.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as Lindmar with a third down and five coming up here. Down 21-0, needing points with 4:02 remaining here in the first half. see what Paul James and his offensive coaches elect to do right here. They'll send Twins to the right side. Carries under center. Here is a toss to Hess, and he is going to go for a loss. Back to the 41. Looked like it was almost going to be a reverse there for a moment.
It did, although it didn't develop quickly enough. And good penetration on the wide side of the field there by one of the hybrids for Kennedy. Busted that double handoff up.
Ben Saracen is back in there at the linebacker for Kennedy. Cooper in there, one of the hybrids. Isaiah Mady, Kate Parker, and Brock Romitko. The Swiss Army knife of linebackers. Lindmar is going to go for it. Terrell Jordan Jr., Marco Shanklin. There are the corners. And right now, Derek Diggins is playing free safety. Fourth down and six, carrying the shotgun, empty backfield. Rolls to the right side under pressure. He sidesteps one to the 40-yard line, and he spins his way for a first down down to the Kennedy 34. That was all trot carry.
Yep, sure was. Four receivers downfield drawing the secondary and linebackers out, and so Carey had a lot of open space between the hash marks to make that conversion.
Used the spin move nicely. Cam Jones in there at that defensive end now for Kennedy. Packingham and Cam Waldrop up front. First and 10, clock running, under three to play first half. Lindmar with it on the Kennedy 34-yard line. Shotgun, four receivers. Off the fake, carry, rolling to the left side. Steps up, throws, sideline, far side caught. Hilsenbeck at the 20 and Bulldog down as he gets down to the Kennedy 17-yard line. Going to be a pickup of 17, maybe 18, and a Lindmar first down.
Good vision by Trot Carey on that roll to his left. Sometimes can be awkward for a right-handed passing quarterback, but he sidestepped a couple of tacklers and then looked off his primary receiver, went downfield deep to his second receiver.
Carey's 6-for-6 tonight. First down from the Cougar, 16. Shotgun, carry, rolling right, throwing the right flat, catch made, and Hilsenbeck tripped up immediately by Brock Romitko at the 15-yard line. And Lindmar going to go a little hurry up here. Second down and 9, clock down to 2:10. Brock Romitko. Now the Lions look over to the sideline.
They do have one timeout.
Neibauer to the right side. Hess slot left and trips to the left side. From the right hash mark, Carey going to throw the swing pass. Caught by Hess in the open field. Makes one man miss toward the 10 and out of bounds. Down at about the Kennedy 9-yard line.
That out pass was almost tipped or intercepted by Zach Packingham.
Gain of 6, and they started to move the chains, but they are not. And it will stay third down at about 2.5. And the clock has stopped now as Hess got out of bounds. Rolling, a receiver to the left side. Third down, long 2. Carrying the shotgun off the fake, going to keep it himself. He's got the first down, turns it up at the 5-yard line, and down to about the 1. Going to be first and goal, Lindmar. On the 8-yard keeper for Trot Carey.
Trot Carey looking like he's feeling salty out there right now at that quarterback position. Whether he's running the ball or throwing it, he looks confident.
Alex Lehman, Isaiah Garman will come in. Jumbo package, Luke Holmes back in there for Lindmar. And Ben Delagardell is in there as the tailback. Full house backfield, handoff, Delagardell left side, and he busts through and in for the Lindmar touchdown. And boy, did Lindmar need that. Goes 45 yards to the Lions after the short punt, and Lindmar, they're back within shouting distance.
Trot Carey shows on display on that drive.
Yeah, he looked really good on that drive. Tell you, he is really good at throwing on the run. Extra point try coming up from Austin Cochran. Good snap. Placement made. And the line drive kick is up and good. And minute 23 to play. And we'll keep it here for the kickoff. Boy, did Lindmar need that.
Well, they sure did. And let's go back to Trot Carey for just a minute. You know, this is a guy that did not play quarterback last year for the varsity. And in the first game that we saw him this year out at Lions Field, just a total difference tonight in terms of his confidence, his playmaking ability, his mechanics. He looks like he has made a huge jump in his comfort level and all those factors that make good quarterbacks what they are, Scott. The metamorphosis of him from that Jefferson game that we called, he just looks like a confident quarterback to me right now.
Yeah, he does. Only threw it three times last week. Keep that in mind.
Boy, those bootleg rollouts, whether it's to his right side with his right arm throwing abilities or whether it's to the left, he looks comfortable either way. And one of the other things that I'll just throw out there on these bootlegs is, and this is Paul James's influence, he's running the ball downhill as he throws it. That buys him a little of extra time, but it also squares his shoulders up so that he can, his mechanics of throwing are much solid.
Lions to kick it off. Minute 23 and one timeout for Kennedy. As it'll be Austin Brenning to kick it away. End over end kick, kind of a sidewinder. Jenkins, a leaping catch at the 3, up to the 10, to the 15. Crosses the 20 and tripped up as he gets to the 25-yard line.
Number 3, Makaias Jenkins will be down.
As Jenkins will give Kennedy the ball at the 25-yard line is where the officials will mark it. 22 yards on that return. Minute 17 remaining. You get real cute here if you're the Cougars?
I think you want to score. I think you want to for sure get into field goal territory for Alex Stone, but I think you want to put seven more on board. Look for BJ to go deep.
White to throw, being chased by Chase Schultz and brought down. Nice solo tackle.
Didn't get out of bounds.
No, he didn't. Trent Rowling coming up and making the stop at about the 28-yard line.
Kennedy does have one timeout, but that clock now ticking under a minute.
Kennedy in the hurry up, second down and 8. They do look to the sideline now. And B.J. White taking a look at Dad and head coach Brian White. One setback, Justin Johnson in there. Down 8 in the play clock. White will roll the pocket to the right, throws Harrison, 30, 35, 40-yard line, 45, 50, and into Lindmar territory. They went to the underneath guy, and he was wide, wide open.
Yes, he was, and I was afraid for a second there he wasn't going to get out of bounds.
Going to go for 23 yards to Sam Harrison. And a Kennedy first down. Clock stopped at the 37-second mark at the Lindmar 49. Kennedy going with the win, and remember, Alex Stone with a pretty good leg. Had one blocked, though, in the first half. Shotgun snap. Here's White looking right side and guns it behind A.J. Davis, incomplete.
Pass incomplete.
It'll be second down and 10.
A.J. Davis, incomplete.
Lions right now. They got Lehman up there.
Second down.
Cam Bonner on that defensive front along with Trey Baker. Second down, 10 for Kennedy from the Lion 49-yard line. Wide side of the field to the left. He'll throw the swing pass. Harrison with a catch. Nifty little spin move. Got away from another one and only got back to the line of scrimmage. And will Kennedy use that final timeout? Doesn't look like it.
Pass caught by number 82.
Harrison got knocked around a lot. Kennedy going with the hurry up. Down to 14 seconds. Shotgun snap, White to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Going to throw deep down the sideline and overshot Diggins, incomplete. With 7.7 remaining in the first half. And fourth down coming up. Yeah, just go for the... Run the four verticals and throw in the end zone?
You've got to just go for the home run ball here. Not the best clock management here on this drive for Kennedy. I think that Brian White would go back and maybe do a couple of things a little differently. Some valuable time slipped away from Kennedy on this.
Final play of the first half, perhaps, and White is just going to keep it himself, trying to turn the corner, does to the 40-yard line, to the 35, gets inside the 30. And the clock stops with 0.3 seconds remaining.
Now they're going to be able to attempt a field goal here.
Wow.
This is going to be a long one, though. It's going to be about a 45-yarder.
21-yard run. And Kennedy will take that timeout.
Yeah, I think this is going to be about a 45-yarder if Stone makes it.
With the wind, it's kind of a left-to-right cross as well, but it is helping.
It is going to be behind him, though. He's going to be from the left hash mark. Not always the easiest kick, especially when you're down close for a right-footed kicker.
And Stone does have the leg. Missed one.
He does, but keep in mind, as you said, he had one blocked earlier in the first half here, so that's a live ball if it gets on the turf.
Kennedy up 21-7. Lindmar coming in 1-4. Cougars 4-1 coming in, but both 1-0 into the district. And that is the big telltale.
I don't think they're kicking. They're going to go for this.
No, you're right. Going to send Diggins in there. Davis, Jenkins, and Harrison to the right. Diggins to the left, man-to-man. Lindmar showing blitz. Here they come. White going to throw deep. Going for Diggins in the end zone. Couldn't pull it in. Off his fingertips. Nicely thrown ball at the end of the first half. And we have come to halftime. And our score here from Kingston Stadium at the break, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 21. And the Lindmar Lions 7. We will come back and talk halftime with you, take a look at all the stats, and have more for you after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars, but when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about two-thirds of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes. If you have a health concern, Cleveland Clinic reminds all men to mention it to their doctor.
Even embarrassing below-the-belt issues.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation, and they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as we are at halftime. And our score, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 21 and the Lindmar Lions 7. And interesting first half. Looked like Kennedy was just going to run away with this one. 21-0 they led with the third touchdown just into the second quarter. But then after that, Lindmar got things going offensively. Trot Carey had a really good first half, engineered a couple of drives. One ended on downs, and the other one, Lindmar got into the end zone to pull within 14.
Lindmar scrapping and fighting back here. If you're a Lindmar fan listening to this game, you can be proud of the effort they had there in that second half. First quarter was another story. They just did not come out of the chute well here as they lost two fumbles offensively and gave the ball over to Kennedy for the short field. But, you know, Kennedy came out on fire, and then they kind of stubbed their toe a little bit in that second quarter. The momentum has kind of swung around to Lindmar here. I bet Lindmar
I actually, in a way, kind of didn't necessarily want to go into the halftime break here because the momentum was in their favor. But and yet, as you said, Kennedy up 21-7.
Well, Kennedy came out and just ran it and ran it and ran it some more, and then kind of they got away from it a little bit.
Yes, they did, and it's not that they basically started putting their feet up and taking things for granted. They're playing tough, too, but I think it's just a matter of Lindmar getting their sea legs under them in that second quarter, and once they got strung together a couple of first downs, Trot Carey's confidence has just ebbing right now and flowing. So he's going to want to come out and pick up right where they left off here in the second half, and Lindmar will get the kickoff here when they come back out.
Yes, they will, but one thing, Lindmar, they've done it all via the air, basically. They got to get the running game going a little bit.
Well, and that's one of the things that defensive coordinator Kyle Knock for Kennedy is going to be talking about in his halftime remarks, and that is, hey, guys, we're doing a great job shutting down their rushing attack, but now we've got to bring some outside pressure maybe in on these bootleg passes because that's where Trot Carey, the quarterback for Lindmar, has been making his money.
Give me the stats coming up here in just a moment. A couple of halftime scores to throw your way, or scores, I should say, at halftime. Right now, over at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, game on 1600 AM. And currently, in the second quarter, it is Texas. They've gone to halftime now, leading Iowa State 14-0 over in Ames. And the NFL game right now is in a, believe, still in a weather delay.
Yeah, lightning.
Lightning delay. It's Green Bay on top, 14-0. That is after the first quarter of the game. Aaron Rodgers with a couple of touchdown passes, one to Adams, the other one to Randall Cobb. And again, that is in a weather delay right now, and that is 14-0. You don't see many Packer Bear games delayed by lightning. That seems
snow,
counterproductive.
Maybe. Not lightning.
here so far. But we will keep you updated on those games throughout the evening.
For your halftime performance.
Let's take a look at the halftime stats here from Kingston Stadium with Kennedy on top 21-7. Total yards, Kennedy 263-95 in the first half for the Cougars. Kennedy with 190 on the ground. 136 of that came in the first quarter, though. For the Cougars, Justin Johnson leading the way. He has carried it 12 times for 88 yards and a touchdown. Michael Watkins has carried it 9 times, 51 yards. He's got one touchdown. B.J. White has carried it 4 times for 39 yards. Kate Parker has carried it 3 times for 12 yards in the ballgame so far for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy through the air. B.J. White, 5 out of 12 in the first half for 73 yards and one touchdown. That was to Derek Diggins, who's caught 2 for 25. A.J. Davis with a catch for 25. Sam Harrison with 2 catches for 23 yards so far in the ball game. Kennedy with 15 first downs, 2 penalties for 20 yards, and 2 sacks so far tonight. For the Lindmar Lions, 95 total yards in that first half of play. 88 in the air, 7 on the ground. Trot Carey was a perfect 8 of 8 in that first half of play. 8 of 8 for 88 yards. Josh Hilsenbeck caught 3 for 27. Aaron Neibauer caught 1 for 33. Drew Martin caught 1. Isaiah Garman and Savan Walton all with 1. On the ground, 6 carries, 7 yards for Alex Hess. That is it. Schultz has carried it once for 2. Della Gardell carried it once for 1 and a touchdown for Lindmar. Lions at 5 first downs. They have 2 turnovers in the ballgame, one of which led to a Kennedy score. Right now, third down conversions. Lindmar 0 for 3 in the first half. Kennedy is 4 out of 6 in the first half of play. And Lindmar 1 for 1 on fourth down tries in the first half. And let's see if we can get the time of possession here squared away for half number one as I frantically try to do that. Right now it is 12 minutes and 3 seconds for Kennedy, 9:57 for Lindmar in that first half of play. Kennedy scored on a Justin Johnson, 1 yard run on the very first drive of the ball game. And that made it 7-0. Kennedy had another opportunity. That coming off the Lindmar fumble on the first play from scrimmage. But Alex Stone had a 35-yard field goal block. Stayed 7-0. Next drive for Kennedy after a line punt. Michael Watkins, a 4-yard run. Made it 14-0. And then Kennedy scored on their next drive after another Lindmar fumble. White to Diggins on a slant from 6 yards out. And then Lindmar got on the board with 1:23 remaining in the first half on Adela Gardell. 1 yard run, and that's where we're at halftime, 21-7. And like I said, Lindmar will get that ball to start the second half. Paul James, you know he's scheming to come up with something to come out of the locker room.
Well, the fun thing about this game right now is that even though Kennedy's up 21-7, you just kind of feel like momentum, in a way, is in Lindmar's corner. They ended that half extremely well. Have to feel good about offensively what they're doing, even though they haven't been able to get the rushing game going. They're still finding ways to manufacture first downs, and they got their first touchdown. So that's good news if you're a Lion fan. We don't have any sideline reports with us tonight, and I won't presume to know what Paul James would say, but I think he would say, I'm extremely happy with my quarterback, Trot Carey. He has not put the ball anywhere other than perfect on his targets tonight. He's doing everything that he can on the play-action passes. He's making good decisions on when to tuck it under and run the ball, and that is what has been making the offense click here, at least in the second quarter for Lindmar. Now, if you're Brian White, you've got to be ecstatic about the way you came out and just dominated the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively, but mostly on offense, the way they just marched the ball down the field on 10-plus play drives. That makes you feel good. Makes you feel like you're dominating the game. A couple of plays that were notable in there were those fullback dives. Now, some reason, Scott, Brian White went away from those in the second quarter, and I think he's got to come back out here in the second half and go right back to those fullback dives because they were netting anywhere from 6 to 12 yards a crack. Lindmar had no answer for that, so look for that to be one of the things that Kennedy's offense does when they get the ball back.
Yeah, Lindmar scoring that first drive. If you're Kennedy, revive the nasty, I guess, as they like to say, coming out and trying to take advantage and take control of this game again.
Yeah, if for the first time this year, I would say that they did come out with some of that nastiness that Brian White likes to try and instill in his players. Offensive line got great pad level, got underneath the white shirts from Lindmar, pushed them back, and then that kind of just went away a little bit there towards the halftime at the end of the second quarter. So you know that they're talking in the Kennedy locker room about getting back to the fundamentals of blocking and getting that rushing attack going for 5 yards a crack again as they did in the first quarter.
Kennedy band performing here at halftime as Cougars lead it here 21-7. Of course, we will have week 6 Friday night action for you here on KGYM coming up tomorrow night. Pair of games coming your way. John, you and I will be over at beautiful Thomas Park as it'll be District 4 Class 3A action as the Marion Indians and the Center Pointer Band of Stormin' Pointers go at it tomorrow night over in Marion. Big, big game with each chasing West Delaware.
Oh, my. Tim Lovell and his troops for Marion know that they better forget about Swamp Fox Festival activities this weekend, and they got to concentrate on that game because they're still in the chase for a playoff spot in their district, and right now they cannot afford a loss to CPU.
And for CPU, it's almost a must-win.
Absolutely is a must-win.
Tomorrow night, as they have lost their last two to West Delaware and also lost last week to Clear Creek Amana, who's getting better and better. I think that's the best district in Class 3A up and down.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. Every week in and week out, you're going to get somebody that is going to challenge you and probably take you to the fourth quarter. But Marion right now, it's going to be fun to see them for the first time live. I saw them on one of the cable access channel broadcasts, and they looked good offensively. I think their defense needs to step it up a little bit from what I saw in that game, Scott, but they're a little bit of an enigma to me, and so that's why I'm anxious to see them. They come out and they play great 1 week, and then the next week, I almost think Tim Lovell probably wonders, did we show up tonight? What happened? The team put on their pads, but we didn't see what we usually see in practice, so he needs to see some consistency from the Indians, and he's looking for that to start tomorrow night.
See Trevor Paulson, Blair Brooks, Chris Mowinkle, And that crew from Marion coming up tomorrow night against a CPU team that comes in at 3-2. Marion also 3-2 for that game coming up tomorrow night. South Jim will have Solon and Fort Madison. Solon going to be a big favorite in that one. Fort Madison comes in 3-2, and the Spartans, number 2 in the state, and undefeated right now at 5-0. And talked to Alex Kuhn, and he said, he goes, Kevin Miller likes coming into the season flying under the radar, and yeah. Solon flew under the radar.
Well, and it sounds like they just have one of those rock-solid defenses
yep.
that is going to be so difficult for anybody to score on. You know, there's, I hate doing this, but we're already in week 6, so maybe we can kind of start, but I see some playoff implications looming down the 3A track here where there could be some outstanding defensive struggles to see who advances.
So that'll be tomorrow night, and here...
John F. Kennedy.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. On a Friday night at Kingston, can you believe that?
We were trying to recall that today with Randy Krejci on the show, that when was the last time that Kingston Stadium did not have a game on a Friday night?
And I'll throw out to our listening audience that if you have a recollection of when there was a Friday night regular season game that Kingston did not have one, I sure can't think of it.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know, because I don't think there is one, to be honest with you.
Not a scheduled one. There may have been one with a rain interruption.
Now, wait a minute, because if you go back to, now I get this from listening to Bob Ask, longtime Jefferson football coach, who did remind me several years ago of a snowout that occurred back in the early 60s. So that might have been the last time that that happened. I might have to give Bob a call and find that out.
Bob would know.
He would know.
Both teams making their way back out of the tunnel here as we are at halftime from Kingston Stadium. The score, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 21 and the Linmar Lions 7. We'll take a 1-minute break. Come back, get you ready for second half action right after this here on KGYM.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Back at Kingston Stadium as halftime comes to a close. Kennedy on top 21-7 over the Linmar Lions in this Class 4A District 8 battle here tonight. As a big crowd on hand here in the West Stands for Kennedy, and the Cougars responding with a 2-touchdown lead here at the halftime break. And Kennedy goes to 2-0 if they win this. And Iowa City West looming coming up down in Iowa City next week. And that should be a very interesting game down there. Unbeaten West going at it. Starting to see some trends in 4A come
yes.
down the line. And boy, this eastern side. Bettendorf lost that first game of the year. And now a lot of people may be thinking Bettendorf might be the team to beat. Cedar Falls is there. West High is there. Certainly Kennedy, if they go to 5-1, they can throw their hat into the ring there.
Well, yeah, PV, I think,
yep.
is making some noise. And I think Waterloo West is a team that's flying under the radar.
They get the Jayhawks tomorrow night, correct?
That's right, up at Waterloo.
Up in Waterloo. And Waterloo West kind of flying under the radar at 4-1.
Lonnie Moore has got a nice program going. I don't think a lot of people maybe are giving them the respect this year that they maybe deserve.
So that's among the games in 4A coming up tomorrow night. Jeff on the road up at Waterloo West. As Kennedy going to kick things off here to the Linmar Lions.
Yeah, Linmar going to take this ball on the opening drive here, and they've got the momentum on their last drive there, scored the touchdown on the trot carry passes, and then the De La Gardelle one-yard plunge going in. So they're feeling good right now offensively, but they've got to find a way to get some rushing yards, Scott. They can't just completely depend on the play-action passes from trot carry and then his tucking the ball under and trying to make something with his legs. That's not going to give them long, sustained drives that they can keep putting the cash in the bank on the second half here.
Just about ready to get things kicked off here. Half number two from Kingston Stadium. Listening to high school football tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City tonight. Trot carry a perfect 8 of 8 in that first half, and he'll get the ball first. Twin safeties back at about the 10-yard line. Near side is Alex Hess, Josh Hilsenbeck on the far side, and now they stack up one another at about the 12-yard line. Kennedy has had Steven Svoboda kicking off, doing the kicking duties.
Some kind of little poochies.
And we'll see if he pooches another one coming up here.
Lindmar's had a couple of fair catches on kickoffs and another one where only thing they could do was go down to a knee.
Except for Isaiah Garman.
Except for Isaiah Garman, who says, let me loose.
Here we go, and this one will be a squib kick off a couple of hops, picked up 28-yard line, up the middle, 35 to the 40, and up to the 43-yard line. Returning that one, I think, was De La Gardelle. So they kicked it, squibbed it to an up back, which happened to be a running back, and he takes it back to the 43-yard line.
Yeah, nice starting field position here as Trot Carey comes back out, and we'll see if they try and get some rushing going here, or they go right back to that play-action passing success that they had in the second quarter with Trot Carey deciding whether or not he's going to pass the ball or run it.
Lindmar, Trot Carey, the quarterback, and now Chase Schultz coming out of the lineup here. Lindmar makes some last-minute substitutions. Tied in is Luke Holmes lining up on the right side. Lions will run out of the eye. Double tights to start half number two. Long count, carry off the fake. Rolling to the left side, throws on the run, and a diving catch attempted, incomplete for Hilsenbeck, who short-hopped it at the Kennedy 48. First incomplete pass tonight for Trot Carey.
That's some great efficiency, and no surprise they came right back to the play action there. That's what they had success with on that last touchdown drive to end the half.
Carey throws well on the run,
especially to his left, and being a right-handed quarterback, that's a tough ball to throw.
Second down, 10 from the 43. Lions using up all that 25-second play clock. It's down to 6. Carey in the pistol, gets the snap, short drop, looks left, now throws in the flat, little swing pass to Hess, a stiff arm on Remitko, but Remitko brings him down on a solo at about the 44, only going to be a pickup of about a yard.
Great fundamental tackling there by Remitko, who saw the pass out in the flat there and then just broke down in great hit position, squared his shoulders and feet with the line of scrimmage and said, okay, I don't care which way you go, I'm going to bring you down, and he did for the one-yard gain.
Remitko's 5'10", 165. He's hybrid. He's been in a linebacker spot. Third and 9. Shotgun for Carey. Rolling to the right side. Steps up and throw to the sideline. Wide open Hilsenbeck at the 40-yard line and out of bounds. Took a shot from Cade Parker. But down to the 38-yard line of Kennedy. 18 yards on the pickup.
Oh, and you can't run between the tackles. This is how they're going to have to make their money tonight, Scott, is outside the hash marks. And Trot Carey, whether he's going to his left or his right, is buying time, extending the play, getting his receivers open on possession receptions.
4 catches tonight for Hilsenbeck. Came in with 8. And Lindmar doing things with the spread offense. 3-man front. Carey rolls left again, looking to throw. Throws back and short to the middle, incomplete. Kind of aimed that one a little bit at Savan Walton. And it'll be second down and 10.
Good rush coming from Packingham there, the defensive end for Kennedy, hurrying that throw from Carey.
Just underway with the second half. Second down and 10 from the Cougar, 37-yard line. Lindmar on the right hash mark, trips to the left, short count. Carey rolling to the left side, splits defender, is going to run to the 35. Oh, leaps a man, Saquon Barkley-esque, and flops down at about the 30-yard line.
Had some good hang time there, but you have to be careful on that in high school, Scott, because that can be called a penalty.
Yes, it can be. We've seen it called a penalty. Third and four at the 31-yard line after the 6-yard pickup. Three receivers to the right side. Carey looking left, though. Going to throw sideline incomplete. Led the receiver a little too much, and it's going to be fourth down, and I'd bet Lions will go for it.
Good coverage out there by Cooper for the Cougars, who almost got a hand on that out pattern.
So Linmar on the Kennedy 31 will go for it. This drive has only used a minute 5 of the third quarter. From the left hash mark, carrying the shotgun. Blitz coming, throwing the flat. Hilsenbeck with a catch, but he's short of the first down. Brock Remidko make that Delagardell on the catch. And it only goes for about a yard, and Linmar will give it over on downs after the start of a pretty nice drive.
Brought down by number...
As Kennedy will get it for their first possession of the second half.
And the ball goes over on downs to the Cougars.
Up 21-7. And Kennedy will have it on the 31. Here's the trap to the fullback, Justin Johnson. And you called that, John. 4 yards to the 35.
Well, it doesn't take a genius to know that that was one of the plays that Linmar's defense just could not stop in that first quarter. So go right back to it and see if they've learned anything from it. And that four-yard gain, that's the least of any of those dives tonight.
Justin Johnson nearing 100 yards. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game coming up at the conclusion of tonight's contest. Here is the give, kind of a counter this time, and Johnson again goes for about 2 to the 38. Lehman there, Delagardell getting up off the bottom of the pile along with Cameron Bonner. And the pickup takes it to the 37-yard line. It'll be third down and about 4.
Boy, and again, so many players going in and out on every play for the offense of Kennedy. Almost think I'm looking at defense and the nickel package is coming out every time.
Teron Deer out to the right along with Kai Jenkins. I formation. Johnson is a deep back. Linmar showing blitz. He'll give it off to Watkins. Watkins crossed the 40 to the 45. He's got a first down. They ran right by the blitzers out to about the 47 for a pickup of 10.
Well, this is no surprise that Brian White is going back to dive, ISO, and power because those are the plays that gave them the 3 touchdown drives in the first half that allows them to enjoy this 21-7 lead right now.
Gain of 10 for Michael Watkins. Up to 61 yards. On the night, Kennedy's going to want to keep this clock rolling and rolling. First down, middle of the field, Cougar 47. Three-man line front. Now they bring linebackers, hand off, and nothing doing for Watkins. Swallowed up by Chase Schultz and Alex Lehman. Going to be a loss of about a yard.
Well, now Kennedy's got everybody on the Linmar defense sucking up in there, expecting run. Now would be a great time for that play action again, and it should be open.
And it'll be second and 11. For the Cougars, up 21-7, under 9 to play, third quarter. Tight end left side, twins to the right side, and White off play action. He's going to roll the pocket to the right. Throws middle of the field, caught Johnson, 40 to the 35, far sideline. Oh, lowers a shoulder.
Ooh.
And ran over a line at about the 30 and takes it down to the 29. He just lowered the shoulder.
Justin Johnson running with attitude. Talk about bringing the nasty. They're doing it offensively from the backfield.
24 on that game. And a Cougar first down for number 34, Justin Johnson. Another weapon for the Cougars. From the line, 29, wide side of the field to the left. Twin receivers that way. White to throw. Rolls left. Off the fake. Directing traffic. Penalty flag down. White to the 20 and angled out of bounds with the first down at about the 17. We'll see what the flag's about. It came from the back judge.
He's picking it up. He's picking it up and waving it off, Scott.
Going to be nothing. So the play looks like it's going to stand.
That should be a first down.
And it is. Gain of 12 and a Cougar first down on the White scramble. White's at 51 yards. 24th meeting between Kennedy and Linmar. Cougars have won the last two. They won last year 31-14 over at Linmar Stadium. Last Linmar win, 2014. First and 10 in the red zone at the 17. Lions again with the blitz. Hand off Watkins. Sidesteps one. Breaks a tackle to the 10. Stumbles to the 5 and gets down inside the 5 to the 2-yard line. Going to be a pickup of 15 and a first and goal for Kennedy. This looks a lot like the first drive of the night.
You know, defensively, Linmar doing everything they can with their inside linebackers, calling them on the blitzes. But unfortunately, that time they called that into the B gap and the play went through the A gap.
First and goal, Kennedy. And they'll have it on the 2-yard line. And I think personnel, well, maybe B.J. White just didn't have the correct play call. Maxwell over the ball at center. Cade Parker in at the fullback. Watkins the tailback. Tight eye formation right behind White. Gets it. He's going to take it on the sneak. White left side pushed in by Parker. Touchdown. As B.J. White gets the score. His third of the year. Kennedy back up by 3 touchdowns, 27-7. Methodical drive for the Cougars. Took 2 minutes and 55 seconds off the clock. Stone for the extra point. It's on the way, and it is good. 7:55 to play here in the third quarter. And our new score, Kennedy 28, Linmar 7. We'll take a one-minute break. Come back with a kickoff after this on KGYM Sports.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you for the kickoff. Kennedy with the 28-7 lead after the 2-yard run by B.J. White. Alex Stone might be still suffering a little bit from that injury he had a couple weeks ago.
Maybe just a little bit, but I'll tell you what, the running game on that last possession for Kennedy was remarkable, but it was the play-action pass to Justin Johnson that sprung it open.
Here's the approach, and another line drive kick goes through Schultz's hands. Picked up Delagardell, and he is going to go down immediately at the 33-yard line.
And returned by number 34, Ben Delagardell.
And that's where Linmar will put it into play. Lions had something going on their first drive, but had to give it up on downs as they got into Kennedy territory.
Yep, got down to the Kennedy 30. Now, as much sprint out and play action bootleg as Paul James has been running with his quarterback trot carry. Look for defensive coordinator from Kennedy, Kyle Knock, to start bringing some outside in pressure here, Scott. I think that's the formula that a defensive coordinator is going to want to use.
Remigo and Cooper, those two outside backers. Trips to the left side again out of the spread. And off the read option. The ball fumbled. Isaiah Mady caused the fumble on Hess. And Linmar got it back. He just ripped it right out of there. And coming up with it, I think it was Ethan Henricks, the right guard. Going to be a loss of about a yard. And I could see that clear as day. Mady just came in and just stripped it.
Whenever you're back and you try and fight for extra yardage and get hung up, they don't blow the whistle, you've got to protect that ball like no other, because there's going to be second and third guys coming in ripping and stripping.
Second and 11. Carey with the deep drop. He's looking deep down the near sideline and overshot Savan Walton. Marco Shanklin was there. Kennedy had about three guys there. Cooper dropped. Mady was dropping as well. And it's third and 11.
First time he's just dropped right back in the pocket tonight. And as soon as Carey unloaded that, he got knocked on his keister by number 54, Cameron Waldrop.
11 to 15 now for Trot Carey. And 108 yards tonight. Trent rolling to the near side. Three receivers to the left. 28-7 Kennedy. Linmar third down and 11 from their own 32-yard line. Kennedy bringing the corner blitz off the fake. Carey rolls to the far side, throws in a flat, caught far side, first down for Hilsenbeck. Going to be a 17-yard pickup. That crossing, that deep cross, has given Kennedy fits.
Pressure did come from the outside defensively on that, but unfortunately it was from the backside, so there was never a chance for it to put any pressure on the quarterback, Carey, who threw another strike yet again tonight to Hilsenbeck there on the sideline.
First and 10, Kennedy territory at the 48. Again, that spread look. And again, Carey rolling to the right side. He's going to loft it to the near sideline. Again, the catch made. And should be enough for a first down to Rowling, as he was knocked out of bounds after the pickup of about 11. And that'll be another line first down.
Nice deep hitch pattern there by Rowling, who came back to the ball like all good receivers do, and right there on the sideline, took a good pop but held on to it.
First and 10, Linmar down 28-7, 6:54 to play, third quarter. They've got it on the Kennedy 37-yard line from the right hash, carrying the gun. Hess in his left hip, they'll run the read option, handoff, Hiss up the middle, breaks the tackle, 30, 25, and tripped up. Cam Jones, as he got down to the 24-yard line, or make it Cooper, tripped him up. But a gain of 13 and a first down.
Well, the way that Linmar's offense is spreading the field right now and throwing things out to the perimeter and vertically downfield, that opens up the running game between the hashes. And that time they took a little bit bigger. Look at their line splits now, Scott. They're opening up some bigger gaps on offense.
Carey rolling to the left, being chased, sidesteps a man, throws back across the middle, Hilsenbeck at the 10, to the 5, dives, touchdown! Josh Hilsenbeck, 24-yard reception, his first of the year, and Linmar, they won't go away, down 28-13.
Gotta love the scrap and fight in these Linmar Lions, they will not go away. And how about Trot Carey again, buying time with his feet, making things happen. Just when you think he's going to tuck the ball under and run, he looks downfield, finds a wide receiver open.
And Hilsenbeck, Roy, you think the Lions don't like him back at the receiver spot? Extra point try on the way, and it is good, and that did not take very long. 6:30 to play in the third quarter. It's now Kennedy 28 and Linmar 14. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with a kickoff from Kingston right after this on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back with you here at Kingston. A 28-14 game. And Linmar getting ready to kick it off. You don't smell onside here, do you?
Would not shock me whatsoever.
Almost seems like it might be a time for one.
I think Paul James wants that ball back right now. His offense is hot. Two of the last three possessions, Linmar has had the ball. They've scored touchdowns. And the other one, they got inside the 30-yard line of Kennedy. So, I mean, they know what to do right now, and they're feeling confident. Look for an onside? I think so.
They're playing again at Lambeau. Second quarter is still 14-0 in favor of Green Bay. Here's the approach. Nope, going to kick it deep. Line drive kick, and it's going to bound between the returners and go into the end zone. Also, third quarter, Iowa State still down 14-0 to the Texas Longhorns. at this point.
Cyclones need to get a score and then hang around to the end and see if they can win it late.
First and 10, Kennedy. Come out with B.J. White at quarterback. We'll put Kai Jenkins in a slot left. Derek Diggins out there as well. Out of the eye, long count, handoff, second back. This is Parker trying to turn the corner, turns it up, running over his own blocker, across the 25 and gets out to the 27. Kind of ran into Derek Diggins more than he ran into a lion there.
Derek Diggins is an awful good receiver right now, but he's got to work on those stock blocking skills a little bit and stay, keep his feet moving a little bit longer. And just when, that, if nothing else, you keep from getting run over by the guy running the ball behind you.
Derek's not played football in a while, though. Came out this year.
They're glad to have him.
Blitz coming. Handoff right up the middle. Parker, stiff arm, 30, and Isaiah Garman drags him down by the shirt tail as he gets to about the 34-yard line. Going to be a first down for the Cougars, though. Right now, both offenses are winning. Parker goes for 7, 5 carries, 26 yards for the sophomore. 28-14, Kennedy, 5:40 to play here in the third quarter. First and 10 at the 35, handoff, trapped to Johnson, starts up the middle, kicks it left, flag down, and Johnson down after a gain of about 8, but I think this is coming back. Threw the flag, and it deflected off Josh Viss, and B.J. White's limping back there. Going to be a hold against Kennedy. Linmar does not have a penalty tonight.
How about that? Yeah, B.J. coming over to talk to his dad, Brian White, the head coach for Kennedy, and he's limping just a little bit and kind of holding an elbow, but refuses to come out, limps back to the huddle.
First and 15 back on the 30. Twin receivers out to the left side, Deer and Jenkins. They'll run it out of the eye. And the handoff left side to Parker. Blocker in front, 35, 40. Turns on the Jets, 45, and out to about the 49-yard line. That's a 19-yard pickup, and the 21st Kennedy first down.
Just a gaping hole for Parker to run through. Bring him down on a solo tackle, 10, 15 yards downfield. That's not an easy thing to do if you're a safety. This young man, we're going to hear a lot from him in the next couple of years, Scott.
Yeah, we are.
He is going to be a dandy by the time he is a senior.
Vega and Viss really got to that corner. First down for the 49. Here comes the blitz again. White to throw. Rolling right. Throws the sideline wide open. Linmar 40, 35, and down to the Lion 30-yard line. Pickup of 21, as that was A.J. Davis. The receiver.
If B.J. White had any soreness in one of his ankles or feet, he didn't show it on that play. A nice roll-out bootleg to his right through the strike down the sideline of Glenmar.
4:44 to play here in the third, and Kennedy up 28-14 in what has turned into a track meet. Cougars on the 30-yard line on the right hash mark. Harrison to the left side along with Kai Jenkins out of the eye. Long count, gives second back through Johnson. He got it stripped and fumbled, loose at about the 23, a big pile. I think the Lions got it.
Boy, there's a lot of bodies they're going to have to take out to find out who's got that ball, though. Three officials in there.
Kennedy got it back.
Oh, they did get it back.
Kai Jenkins, I think, got it. And that time it was Linmar's turn to strip it away from Justin Johnson. Who goes over 100 yards on that particular carry. Second down and 2 from the 23-yard line. Tight end goes left this time for the Cougars. Parker back in there as a tailback. Give Parker off tackle right, cuts it back at the 20 to the 15 and upended by Isaiah Garman. And he'll take it down to about the 14-yard line and another 9 yards. And another Cougar first down.
Just nothing fancy at all about what Kennedy's doing. This is just rock 'em, sock 'em, rushing, dive, iso, power, throwing, mix in a little counter and bootleg play action every so often.
In the red zone at the Lion 14. 3:25, clock rolling. Kennedy up 28-14. They'll give it off to Parker again. Tiptoes his way to the line and brought down after a gain of about a yard. Lions crashing in that time, led by Alex Lahman. And Lehman will bring him down after a gain of a yard. You got Lindmar sprinted out. You got Kennedy going back to the 70s here with this football offense. Second down, we'll call it 9 from just inside the 14. Down to 5 in the play clock. White to throw. Off the fake. Rolling right. Chased by Baker along the sideline and just got rid of it. Incomplete. There was a receiver down there, Justin Johnson, so it will not be grounding. And smart play by your senior quarterback.
They've had precious few third and tens for Kennedy's offense tonight, but they're looking at one right now.
Wind still coming from the south a little bit. Third down, long 9. From the line just outside the 13-yard line. Spread look, twins left, twins right. Shotgun snap back to White, steps up, throws left side of the end zone and way overshot Kai Jenkins. And Alex Stone, I think, is going to come out and try a field goal. With 2:38 to play here in the third.
Keep in mind, Stone had one blocked in the first half. And that is a live ball that can be advanced by Lindmar if they do it again.
Stone will try a 31-yarder this time. As see if the blocking improved for Kennedy on this field goal attempt. 31-yarder. Place down, kick on its way, plenty of distance, and good. 31-yard field goal by Alex Stone, and Kennedy extends the lead. 2:33 to play here in the third. Kennedy 31 and Lindmar 14. We'll take a 30-second break. Come back with the kickoff after this here on KGYN.
The Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Department proudly supports sports for preschool through high school students with programs and facilities serving thousands of kids each year. This fall, try out a new sport at Jones Golf Course. Foot golf is a cool combination of soccer and golf played on the golf course with a soccer ball. You can play Mondays, Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 4 until dusk for only $10 per player, and no tee time is required. Enjoy all 4 Cedar Rapids golf courses this fall. Get info at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Kennedy up 31-14 with 2:33 to play here in quarter number 3. Offense, offense, offense. This hurts you, John.
Neither one of these defenses right now doing a very good job, Bob, either on the run or the pass.
Lindmar's done it with the spread look and the throwing the football behind Trot Carey, and Kennedy doing it via the run. And this one's going to be a line drive kick, and we've got a penalty flag, and that one just hit one of the up backs and caught him right in the breadbasket.
Yeah, I think one of the green shirts from Kennedy got across that 40-yard line before the ball was kicked.
And it will cost Kennedy 5 yards. And they'll try it again, this time from the 35-yard line. One of the Cougars got a little anxious there. Tomorrow night, CPU at Marion, 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. and 107.5 FM. We'll have the game for you. It's Mr. Byer and Mr. Jacobus come up to the stairs. Another squib kick, couple of hops, back to the 25-yard line, and this is Hilsenbeck. Gets away from one, sidesteps another, across the 35 to the 40-yard line, and out to about the 41. 16 yards on the return for Josh Hilsenbeck. And it'll be first and 10 for Lindmar, down 31-14. Lindmar field position has not been bad tonight.
No, it hasn't. As the game has gone on, in fact, it's gotten better, especially here in this second half. Lindmar scoring touchdowns on 2 of their last 3 possessions.
Saman Walton rolling out to the right side, one receiver to the left, trips out there, and carry to throw. Rolls pocket right, hit as he throws, coming back and making the catch at about the 48-yard line was Walton. And they'll give him about the 48 or 49. They're going to mark it at the 48.
Kennedy's defense just not bringing any pressure from the outside on these sprint outs or bootleg rolls.
And when Paul James finds something, he's going to stick with it. Here's the inside handoff and the read option. Hess bottled up. Not much. Maybe a yard. Ben Saracen there. Isaiah Mady. Mady's played a nice game tonight.
Still brings up a makeable third down here for Linmar, as they're only going to be about 2 yards away from the sticks.
Third and two, a little less than two. 31-14, Kennedy. Minute and a half to play third quarter. Three receivers left, one to the right. Shotgun to Carey. Rolls the pocket to the left side. He's going to run. He's going to get the first down to the 45, angling to the 40-yard line and out of bounds. See where they mark it. They'll mark him at the 37-yard line. Going to be a pickup of 14.
Carey's decision-making tonight on when to pass and when to tuck it under and run has been unflappable.
Best we've seen Trot Carey this year.
His confidence level is just growing by leaps and bounds with each game.
First down from the 37-yard line. Rolling short side this time. Stops, throws the middle back to the 32-yard line where the catch is made, and Isaiah Mady immediately on the stop of Josh Ilsenbeck on a pickup of about five.
Part of what's helping Carey from that quarterbacking position is that his vision downfield is getting much more confident as well. He knows where his receivers are going to be, where they're going to break off and go.
Nurlock into the game now. Pump fake. Carey has all day. Surveys the field. Now comes back to the right side. Throws in the flat. Hess wide open at the 30. To the 25-yard line and out of bounds at the Kennedy 22-yard line. That's going to be 10 more and another Lion first down.
No rush from the front three defensively for Kennedy, and they're just playing coverage downfield. No pressure whatsoever on Carey right now passing the ball.
42.1 seconds remaining in the third quarter. And Linmar again on the move. Here's Carey to throw on first down and 10. Carey steps up, lost it for the left pylon, and it's incomplete. Too high for the intended receiver. And one of the Lions, the intended receiver, getting up slowly over there, and that's Aaron Niebauer. Boy, Carey has thrown it a ton tonight. 22 times so far.
Well, in an absence of a rushing attack, that's what you have to rely on. The running success that Linmar has had tonight is with Trot Carey when he breaks off the passing routes and runs it himself.
Second down from the 23, second and 10. Here comes the rush. Sidestepping one. Going to run to the 20, and Carey spun down by Mady at the 16-yard line.
Kane Parker coming on a blitz there, just like a locomotive, but ran right past him as a nifty little sidestep there by Trot Carey.
See if Linmar will run another play. It's down to 10 seconds here in the third quarter. It looks like they will, and a bad snap goes over Carey's head, and he's just going to have to fall on it at about the 34-yard line. As we come to the end of quarter number three. After three, it's Cedar Rapids Kennedy 31 and the Linmar Lions 14. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to 4A Football on KGYM Sports.
Your kids love yummy, and Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen is where down-home yummy lives. Let Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen make a wholesome yummy dinner for your family. Your kids will love their yummy chicken tenders and creamy mac and cheese. There are grown-up yummies too, like the mild or spicy fried chicken, the no-breading Cajun blackened chicken, jambalaya, and all the other wholesome fixins that Popeye's is known for. Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen, where down-home yummy lives. Across from Coral Ridge Mall and in CR on Blair's Ferry and Edgewood.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
We'll get you the third quarter numbers coming up here in just a moment as we enter the fourth quarter with Kennedy on top of Linmar 31-14. Scott Unash and John Haggerty with you from Kingston here tonight. Kennedy with 403 yards of offense. And that is through three quarters. Fourth down and long after the bad snap, and the Lions are going to have to go for it. Shotgun snap carry. Looking left all the way. Going to heave it for the end zone. Over Nybauer's head and incomplete. And the Lions, again, going to be forced to give it up on downs after getting into Kennedy territory. That's kind of been the MO tonight for this Linmar offense. We'll give you the Linmar stats through three quarters coming up here in a moment. Kennedy with the 31-14 lead, and you're going to see the Cougars not do anything fancy, I would imagine. Here's White toss, and they're going to throw it. Payson Kennedy in there, and he's going to run it to the 35. Ooh. And out of bounds. He took a shot. He's up, though. Trey Baker and Isaiah Garman. So Brian White was going to try the old trickeration right there.
Payson Kennedy must be the backup quarterback, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because that was a toss sweep, and he had eyes downfield to throw that ball.
Kennedy's going to go for two. Iowa State has scored. It's now 14-7.
Yeah, you watch out, because when you're at Ames, anything can happen.
Toward the end of the third quarter, up the middle, and this is Watkins stretching for a couple more yards. Watkins up to 77. Justin Johnson is over 100. Is there
Michael Watkins on the carry?
A Lion slow to get up. That's Isaiah Garman, and I don't think he's come out of the game tonight. Special teams, defense, offense. I don't think he's been out of there tonight. Third down for Kennedy. 5 out of 8 on third down tries. White back to throw. Being pressured. Rolling to the left side. Trying to get away. He's got the corner. Got running room. 40, 45 and out of bounds at the 50-yard line. And that will be a gain of 12. And the scramble gives Kennedy the first down. White's having a good night rushing.
Easy to forget, B.J. White ran on some state meet relays in track.
Yes, he did. Clock stopped, though, going out of bounds. Maxwell over the ball at center. For the Cougars on first and 10, right at midfield. Hand off to the second back and turning the corner, Watkins. Stiff arm, 45, got it blocked, trying to get to the corner and toss down. As he gets to about the 44, that's what they'll give him progress to. Lehman, or Rowland came over to make the solo tackle right there.
Again, though, just another big 6-7 yard gain on first down for the Cougars.
Linmar with 198 yards through three quarters. Kennedy with 403. Now they're going to flip-flop, put this in kind of an unbalanced line, and they'll hand it to Parker. Huge gap up the middle. Parker across the 35 and through to the 30-yard line. That is 14 more. That was interesting. They took Josh Viss, 235-pound sophomore, and he put him over as unbalanced line on that left side.
And then, as they've done all night, just ran it right through the A-gap.
First and 10. Tight end Cam Jones will line up left side this time. And the handoff to Parker, and knifes off one and gets about four down to the 26-yard line. And Kennedy doing all this running. They have 285. They're over 300 yards rushing tonight without Caron Hendren.
Man.
We knew coming into the year Kennedy had about 4-5 running backs.
Yeah, now that I think we can revise that and say they've got like 7 or 8.
Second down, handoff right up the middle, and this is Johnson. And he gets down to about the 21-yard line. So make it third and short, and Johnson getting up limping a little bit. He will go for about three. Coming up on 9:10 to play in the ball game, and Kennedy up 31-14. Kai Jenkins to the left side, Sam Harrison. Or no, check that. Receiver Kuchar out to the right side. And up the middle and busting through inside the 10, inside the 5, and down to the 3-yard line is Justin Johnson again.
It's that quick hitter at fullback again. Lindmar has had no answer for that all night, and once he broke through the linebacker into the second level, he's just dragging a corner to safety with him before he finally went down at the 4.
Kennedy has 25 first downs tonight. First and goal from the 5-yard line. Give it to Johnson again off the left side, and he's in. Touchdown, and that green offensive line just moved people on that drive. And Johnson takes it in from 5 yards out. His second score of the night, and Kennedy up 37-14. As the Cougars look like they're going to stretch their record to 5-1. Extra point try coming up from Stone. It's on its way, and it's good. 8:45 remaining in the ball game. Kennedy now up by 24. Cougars 38, Lindmar 14. Back with a kickoff after this here on KGYM.
We interrupt your broadcast to bring you this, a phenomenon from Wendy's that can only be described as a giant junior bacon cheeseburger. A delicious anomaly doubling the size and taste of Wendy's iconic junior bacon cheeseburger. Double the bacon, double the cheese, and good heavens, double the fresh, never frozen beef. And what's this? A Wendy's giant junior bacon cheeseburger with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Run, run to your nearest Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, we'll include small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Back with you here at Kingston. See Payson Kennedy warming up down below. I think we may see a new quarterback for Kennedy.
Well, with B.J. White limping around a little bit, he's got maybe a twisted ankle or something's going on with one of his wheels. That would be a good call to retire him for the night.
Kennedy to kick it away. From left to right with 8:45 to play here in the ball game, and again, lining up at the 10-yard line. Hilsenbeck there for Lindmar. A high pooch kick and fair catch called for. That was Martin again at the 29-yard line.
Very often in a game, you see a couple of fair catches on kickoffs.
Seen that tonight, though.
Well, with Swoboda being in there to kick off, they obviously saw something on their preparation special teams-wise that made them think that that would give them an advantage.
So the Lions, so far trot carry tonight, 17 of 22 for 170 yards and a touchdown. Carey is going to throw the swing pass caught by Hilsenbeck in the right flat, and then he's put down at about the 31-yard line. Going to be a pickup of 2. What a night Josh Hilsenbeck has had. He's approaching 100 yards in reception. He's got 8 catches for 93 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, he's been the go-to man, there's no doubt.
Nybauer and Savan Walton. Hilsenbeck all to the left side, rolling out to the right. Here on second down and 8 coming up for the Lions. Ball right hash. Carey gets the shotgun snap, being chased, rolling to the left, now turns it up. Tries to retreat. Oh, he got boxed in there and brought down Zach Packingham. Yeah, we'll have to give Kennedy a sack there. It's going to be a loss of a yard.
Yeah, Packingham has been close all night. His main job has been trying to contain that outside bootleg or sprint out. And so he hasn't been able to get into the action very much, but that time it had to be satisfying for Zach.
Third down from the 31-yard line. Four receivers, 3 to the right now for Lindmar. Shotgun snap to Carey, rolls that pocket right. Being chased, stops, now reverses field, and he's going to run to the 35-yard line, angling to the 40, and slides with the first down. That's a smart play. He's a baseballer.
He's also been hit a bunch of times tonight, and I think he's kind of learning from some of the NFL guys that discretion is the better part of valor.
Got 10, got down, and got a first down. 38-14 Kennedy, 7:20 to play in the ball game. Lindmar with the football. Here's the read option, handoff to Hess. Kate Parker right there, second in the state in tackles in Class 4A, as Kate Parker is a sophomore. That's going to be a loss of a yard.
There's not a lot of sophomores around playing varsity ball with the impact that he does tonight, doing it on both sides of the ball.
Second and 11, under 7 to play in the ball game. Niebauer and rolling off to the left side this time. And on second down, off the fake, carry to throw again. Now steps up, now is going to run. 40, got a block, 45-yard line, giving ground, trying to get to the sideline, and again, slides down. And we got an injured Cougar way over in the far side. That's the nose guard, Cam Waldron. I think it's going to be enough for a first down on a pickup of 11. Well, Kennedy and West. Kennedy will have another day to get ready for the Trojans for next week.
Yeah, and it's down at Trojan Field, too. That's going to be a very important game for both of them because they can't afford to stub their toe. Iowa City West right now showing no signs of any weakness anywhere on their game plan.
Not letting up at all.
They're just solid up and down, offense, defense, special teams. Were they second ranked this week in the Gazette KGYM poll?
That is correct. Come in at number 2 behind West Des Moines Dowling. And I think that's the question for the rest of the year is, can anyone spoil the party again? Or is Dowling going to win one for the thumb?
Well, Dowling has just, in Central Iowa, their games, they have just run roughshod over everybody.
77 last week. Now, the Sioux City schools are down this year. But, man, oh, man.
Well, even when they put Valley, they had Valley, they put up 40-some points against the Tigers.
This was a group that lost a ton.
Mm-hmm.
First down from the 49, and Waldrop being assisted off. And he'll get to the sideline. Coming in to replace him is Trevon Bradley, 6 foot, 197-pound junior for Kennedy at that nose position. First and 10 from the 49. Kennedy showing blitz. Inside handoff to Hess. Big hole, 45 to the 40-yard line. Down the sideline to the 30 and out of bounds.
Oh,
oh, and the extra push is going to cost Kennedy 15 more.
Oh, Isaiah Mady wishes he had that finish to the playback.
Going to be a 22-yard pickup. Best run of the night for the Lions.
Yep. Misdirection play caught Kennedy's defense unaware that they were going to slice back into the boundary on that counter type play. But then the little extra shove and extracurriculars outside is going to tack on another 15. So what would have been out at around the 23 or so is going to go 15 yards down. Well, actually, it's going to be half the distance.
It'll be about a 13-yard penalty. Well, the Rainer Door postgame show coming your way here on KGYM. Kennedy up 38-14, but the Lions in the red zone. Carey being chased, steps up, looking to throw, just flings it out of bounds, incomplete, threw it away.
Incomplete.
Stops the clock with 6:16 to play in the ballgame.
6:16 remaining.
On the last five possessions for Lindmar, Scott, they have been down inside Kennedy's 30 every time.
Yeah, the offense has not been the problem ever since the first quarter for Lindmar. You know, only had 11 yards in that first quarter. And we've seen Paul James come out with this spread and go either spread or that read option. We've seen him do it. Granted, the team was wearing red, white, and blue when he did it. Not red, white, and black. Second and 10 from the 14. Carry to throw, a deep drop, lobs it, and hit one of the linemen, tried to get it to Hess. And unfortunately, it hit Cole Wright. And it'll be third down and 10.
Yeah, some good pressure being brought to bear there that made Carey have to unload that a little sooner than he would have liked to have. And breathing down his neck, Cameron Jones.
Third and 10 from the 14-yard line. Hess will stay in there as the running back. Nybauer out to the left side for Linmar.
No game here tomorrow night at Kingston Stadium. It's an open night.
Third and 10 from the 14. Shotgun for Carey. Gets the snap, rolls short side. Carey being pressured. He's going to run and down the sideline. Going to be short of the first down. Bradley with a nice tackle at about the 9-yard line. Maybe a pickup of five. And a fourth down. Linmar's been in this situation before. This one is fourth and five.
If they're going to convert, they're going to have to get inside the Kennedy 4-yard line.
Yeah, that's where they need to take it. So it's a healthy five, a little more than five. Trips to the right, one to the left. Carey in the gun. Man Chase trying to set up the screen. Hess has got it at the 15-yard line. To the 10, turns a corner, and he gets in. Touchdown, Linmar. On the 9-yard, little screen pass that time.
Nicely executed screen pass to the wide side of the field.
And the Lions inch a little closer at 38-20.
So Todd Carey to Alexander Hess.
And Hess makes his third grab of the night. Second touchdown reception for Hess on the year. And Linmar will try the extra point. Then I imagine we'll see an onside kick. Extra point try is up and good. 5:53 to play here in the ball game. And the score, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 38, Linmar 21. Back after this on KGYN.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. And I anticipate a Linmar onside kick. We'll see. End of three. Texas still with a 14-7 lead over the Iowa State Cyclones. That over in Ames. As Kennedy, I think they got the, yeah, they have the hands team up there.
Ball being spotted right on the X in the middle of the field at the 40. So whatever they have up their sleeve on the special teams for Linmar, it's going to be right at midfield.
Remember, you can't kick it off the turf anymore.
Can't drive the ball into the ground and then have it go up above the head of the defenders.
So we'll see what Linmar likes to do right here with Brenning to kick it away. There he is, the onsider. He just squibbed it about 10. Linmar might come up with it.
Oh, I think he got his own kick.
Brenning might have got it.
And inexplicably, Kennedy's front people right in the vicinity did not go for the ball. They stood there and looked at it and actually walked a couple steps backwards.
Lions got it. One the kicker. It was Kenton Tompkins that came up with it. And Linmar will get it right back on the onside kick.
That's not going to look good on film if you're watching it on with the Cougar team tonight later, because it was like all the green shirts stood around and just looked, and nobody went for the ball.
And they'll put it into play.
First and 10 Lions, and tell you what.
First down and 10.
Lions aren't out of this thing yet.
They're scrapping. They're just not going to give up. Pesky is what they are.
First down at the 49-yard line. And again, Carey in the shotgun. Gets it. Deep drop. Carey looking deep. Has all day. Looks right. Looks back to the left. Chased by Cam Jones. Now throws short. Oh, almost intercepted. Probably should have been intercepted by Brock Remitko.
It was basically thrown right to Brock. He had both hands out in front of him. He was going to catch it the way that you're taught to catch it, but it just didn't happen.
So it's incomplete. Still 5:43 to play here in the ball game. And a second and 10 coming up for Linmar. Lions with four receivers, three to the right, 10 on the play clock from the middle of the field. Shotgun snap, Carey rolls the pocket back across the middle, and a diving catch made, rolling at the 35-yard line. How about that catch?
Beautiful.
Gain of 14. And it'll be a gain of 14 and a Linmar first down.
Ball thrown into traffic, but outstanding concentration.
From the Kennedy 35, again, that three-man front, carry shotgun. Back to throw, has all day, lost the middle of the field, man out there, catch made, and a big hit.
Rolling. My.
Holy smoke. And he is slow to get up. And Terrell Jordan Jr. is limping.
What a collision. That pass, I think it was caught and then fumbled. But I don't think that's the ruling on the field. I think it's going to be ruled an incomplete pass.
Yeah, it's an incomplete pass and rolling.
I think he caught that ball, though.
And then jarred loose.
And then he had his neck snapped back in a vicious way on a hit that, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was helmet to helmet.
No. But it was a legal hit.
It was as severe a collision as we've seen in a game this year.
Ed Miles coming out to check on his injured wide receiver. That was just a big hit. You could almost see that coming, too.
Well, the ball was up in the air with so much hang time on it. And when it came down, you could just see the green shirts converging on it.
Jordan and Mady were the two that came up and just rocked Trent Rowling.
Rowling had his head turned back away from the hit that was coming because he was trying to maintain concentration on catching that ball.
And the young man's sitting up now. That's good news.
Terrell Jordan got up awful slow and came off showing some ill effects from that collision as well.
Texas has kicked a field goal. It's now 17-7 for the Longhorns. And rolling is up, and that's good to see.
Yep, walking off on his own power, but has his helmet off, and he knows that that was a hit that he'll remember for a long time.
So it'll be an incomplete pass, it's ruled, as Gerlach will come into the ball game now for Linmar. Giving him his helmet back, so that's a good sign. As he gets to the sideline. Second down coming up for the Lions, carrying the shotgun. He's going to throw all the way, rolling to the right side, and slips as he made a cut. And it's going to be a team sack back to about the 43-yard line. That'll be a loss of eight, and that's officially Kennedy's fourth sack of the night.
Some good pressure being brought by Ben Sarazen on that, which made Carey try and plant to make one of his cuts that he's been making all night, but feet just came out from under him.
Third and a bunch. Clock rolling, 4:47 to play. There at halftime in Lambeau, it's 21-7 in favor of Green Bay. We're going to get a timeout taken here by the Lions. So we'll take one as well, 4:47 to play in the ball game. It's Kennedy 38 and Linmar 21. Back after this 30-second timeout here on KGY.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back at Kingston, as Linmar calling a timeout before this third and 18 play coming up. Lions need to take it down to the Kennedy 25. Aaron Neibauer, Savan Walton in there for the Lions. And also Alex Hess in there as a receiver, and Delagardell in there as a back. Kennedy showing the blitz, and they will bring it. Carey in trouble. Steps up. Got away from one. Got away from Parker. Going to run. Breaks the tackle 40. 35. Coming to the near side of the 30. Breaks another one and stretches for the 25. He might have the first down.
I think he does.
He does.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. How many broken tackles on that play did Cougar tacklers come up empty-handed? Kyle Knox cannot be happy about that.
Luke Guido is going to come in for Kennedy for this defensive play. First down from the 25.
Sarah's in limping off.
And now movement up front. Penalty number 6 on the Cougars. Lindmar still without a penalty tonight. Going to be encroachment on Kennedy.
Six possession in a row tonight that Lindmar has been inside the Cougar 30.
Kyle Knock, that first quarter was sterling, but it's been a struggle since for his defense. First and 5 from the 20-yard line. Carey, deep drop. Steps up. Now is going to run to the 20, to the 15, angling to the sideline and out of bounds at the 10-yard line. Kyle Knock wanted a hold. I think he was going to come out and throw it himself, but he didn't get it.
He's still John at the nearest official about that.
First and goal coming up, 3:59 to play. Lindmar's already gotten one onside kick tonight.
3:59 left on the clock here at Kingston Stadium.
First down and goal. Carey back to throw. Going to throw the little screen again. Same play that got the touchdown last time. Hess cuts it into the 10, to the 5, reaches, got it. Touchdown. Same play, same result, 1 yard further.
Yep, same result. And all of a sudden, people on the Kennedy sideline are kind of looking at themselves like, I thought we had this thing put away.
10 yards on the pass. 3:49 still to play in this game. Left-footed kicker, Austin Cochran, to try to tack on the extra point. It's on its way, and it's good. So, getting interesting here at the old Gray Lady.
Well, we're back to two possessions, and you know there's another onside kick coming up.
And Lindmar did a terrific job with that last time.
They get that ball back and go down and put another one up here. It's going to be nervous in the service time for the Cougar faithful.
3:49 to play, and it's 38-28 in favor of Kennedy.
There's a serious meeting of the special teams, hands team to be specific, for Kennedy down here with head coach Brian White in there, and he is pleading his case with them. Now they've seen one version of the onside kick. Will Lindmar try it, the same one again, or do they have a second version?
We shall see. Well, the first one was just a straight-ahead squibber. Went 11, and we thought the kicker got it, but it was not. It was Tompkins.
Yeah, it was just a simple dribble. That ball couldn't have gone more than 6 inches high off the ground at any one of its bounces.
Kennedy will send Marco Shanklin back.
3:49 left in the
ball. He's going to be the only man, and Kennedy's going to have 10 bunched up between the 50 and the 40-yard line. So they're going to try a different approach to this. Deer's out there.
One of the things that Kennedy maybe was being reminded by Coach White was that you don't have to wait for that ball to go 10 yards. You can go get it wherever.
See what happens this time. Brimmer to kick. Still 3:49 remaining in the game. Lindmar down 10. Here's the approach, and this one's going to be penalized. I think we're going to have an offside as Lindmar tried to pooch it this time to the near sideline. And it's going to be an offside penalty. First one of the night against
Lindmar.
How about
that? First penalty of the night for the Lions.
Lions came in only averaging 71 yards a game passing. That's going to be evaporated tonight.
Trot Carey's all-purpose yards tonight are going to be ridiculously gaudy.
Well, the tee is being aimed at the near side. And Lindmar is going to try that same play again. Here's the approach, couple of false starts, and this one is bobbled loose at the 50, and I think Lindmar's got it again.
I think you're right.
Let's see who's got on it. Several jerseys flying.
Went right through the hands of one of the Cougars,
they
and
do.
Lindmar's got it again.
Kind of came off the breastplate of the shoulder pads of one of the Cougars and bounced up into the air, and that's when I believe number 9 for Lindmar knifed in and got it at the last second.
Bridger Aucut comes up with it at the 50-yard line.
And Kyle Knox says, here we go again.
And the Lions, if you left a little early, welcome aboard. First and 10 from midfield. Carry to throw. Carry rolling right, hit by Packingham and sacked back at the 41-yard line.
Zach Packingham has been waiting for that all night.
Did a little stunt and did a great job. It's going to be a loss of 9. And the clock down to 3:23 to play in the ball game. Kennedy without one of their starting D-backs as well, with Terrell Jordan Jr. out. Carey, shotgun, being chased, steps up in the pocket, runs into a blocker, and down he goes. Going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is going to be it. Kennedy is not sending 3 and dropping 8 this time. They're being a lot more aggressive.
Sarazen's come, but he's limping around right now, so Hermidko came on that one.
Kennedy with Packingham up there. And Waldrop is back into the... No, that is not Waldrop. Back to throw carry. Deep drop. In pressure. Steps up. Deep down the middle into double coverage. Incomplete. Oh, and a flag comes in.
Oh, my.
Late. And rolling the intended receiver. Good to see him back in there. There wasn't a whole lot of bumping down there.
There was some incidental contact there, but that was not, in this reporter's estimation, that was not pass interference.
Brian White is out on the field at the numbers. And it's going to be a 15-yard penalty. Now, that's not an automatic first down. It's still going to be third and about
that's
2.
That's correct. Will not be enough for a first down.
And it's going to be from the 42 down to about the Kennedy 43.
Yeah, so instead of 3rd and 18, it's going to bring up 3rd and about 3.
And it'll be Lindmar on the Kennedy side again. 3rd down and 3 from the 43-yard line. Carry the shotgun. Being pressured. Packingham almost had him. Got away. And the carry got hit from behind. Lost the ball. Hess came up with it, though. That's going to be a loss of a couple. Back to the 46-yard line.
Cougar defenders were coming that time. And they were not going to be denied.
Clock keeps moving. 2:14 to play in the game. 38-28 Kennedy. Holding on.
4th and about 6 if they're going to keep this drive alive.
4th down. Lindmar needs to take it right at the 40-yard line. And now Kennedy's going to call a defensive timeout.
And the Cougars will call the timeout.
And Brian White called that one. Listen to high school football tonight on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City tonight. CPU at Marion tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And also tomorrow night, Fort Madison at Solon, and that will be on 106.3 FM. Still 17-7 Texas over Iowa State right now. 9:46 to play in the fourth quarter. Well, do you bring everybody here, John?
I think that you've got to bring somebody. You can't bring everybody, but you got to bring somebody. And they've had a lot of success with it that's on this drive, even though Lindmar's been doing a good job of keeping the chains moving. But you've got to bring some pressure. The front three alone are not enough Carey will come back, and if nothing else, he'll run past those three and just run for the first down himself. He's had success with that this entire, except for the first quarter. They've got to find a way to bottle him up and make him deliver the pass downfield.
Fourth down for Lindmar. They're 2 out of 4 on fourth downs tonight from their own 46. Three-man rush, carry back, blitz coming from the outside. Carry throws, middle screen, caught, 46-yard line. Turning it upfield, Hilsenbeck breaks the tackle, 40, first down. Down to the 34-yard line. A heck of a play call right there.
That's that jailbreak screen that comes across from a wide receiver who's flanked way out, comes to the middle of the field and gets a middle screen. And Hilsenbeck did a great job of then turning it upfield and getting that first down. But we've got a lion down, and it is Hilsenbeck.
Yep. He's over 100 yards tonight.
He got up on the far left side of the field, Scott, after making that first down, and then ran all the way back to the numbers on the Lindmar sideline and then went down.
This might be from sheer exhaustion. Still a minute 49, two timeouts remaining for Lindmar. As the Lions making what was a 38-14 game. And it looked like Kennedy was on their way. Lindmar scored on a carry to Hess pass, 9 yards out, make it 38-21. Got the onside kick, scored again to make it 38-28. Got the onside kick. Kennedy has not had the ball in offense in about 8 minutes.
No. Because we were expecting to see a mop-up duty for the backup quarterback. We haven't seen him on the field.
Haven't seen the Kennedy offense on the field.
149 on the clock.
Hilsenbeck will have to go out for a play. But he did get up and walk off under his own power.
First down from the 34-yard line. Carey gets the gun snap. He steps up in the pocket. Caught, thrown down. Caught this time by Nolan Jacobs, who's playing nose guard right now. Seventh sack tonight for Kennedy. And that's going to be a loss of 5. Now the clock becoming the enemy of Lindmar. Carey going to throw the quick out, caught the far sideline and getting out of bounds. There's Neibauer. He got the lost yardage back. He will go for about 5 on his second catch of the night. Minute 21 to play in the ball game, and it's third down and 10 at the Kennedy 34-yard line. Third down and 10. Blitz coming from the outside. Carey steps up away from it. Now caught, now spun bound by Cam Jones. 8th sack, and Lindmar is going to have to burn a timeout.
Quarterback sacked by number 44.
You know, as tired as the Kennedy defense is, John, I think the Lindmar offense is that tired.
Well, they've been on the field the whole time. That was an out and up pass that was being set up on that particular one out there to Neibauer, and the play just took a little too long to develop, and great pursuit by Kennedy to not let that happen. So this is going to bring up a fourth and about 15 from the Kennedy 39.
And Lindmar must convert here. Well, we've seen middle screens. We've seen screens.
We've seen that jailbreak coming across the middle, which, by the way, let's go back to that jailbreak. How gutsy a call is that from your playbook? Paul James hasn't called that in either of the two games that we have broadcast this year, and that's what converted on that. How about pulling that one out of your hat?
Absolutely. They'll bring him out of the huddle here on fourth down and 15. And Kennedy, see what they do defensively. They brought up the blitz a lot on this particular drive for Lindmar. Minute 13 to play. Fourth down, 15. Lions down 10 at the 39. Carey straight back to throw. Being pressured, got away from Jacobs. Sidesteps one to the 4, and he's going to have to run to the 35-yard line and taken down by Brock Remitko on an ankle tackle at about the 34-yard line. And I think Brian White can start to breathe a little easier. And the Kennedy offense going to go out.
Seven possessions in a row for Linmar where they either scored a touchdown or got inside the 30-yard line of Kennedy.
Cougars will get it back with 1:01 to play. At the 34-yard line, still one timeout remaining for Linmar. And White, back there, escapes. Is going to throw it away. And that's curious.
Why they're doing that, I have no explanation for our listening audience.
Be second down and 10. From the 34-yard line with 55.2 to go. Kennedy has been battling the injury bug. Linmar has been battling it. And Kennedy got struck a couple more times tonight. Here is White looking to throw. Throws. Jenkins turns, makes the catch, and got popped by Isaiah Garman.
My Isaiah Garman came in on cleanup duty after one Lion had already wrapped him up low, and Garman came in and took his block off.
First catch of the night for Kai Jenkins. And that will go for five. Linmar uses their final timeout with 45.6 to go.
All of a sudden, that rushing attack that was so brutal has kind of disappeared, Scott.
You know what? And Jeff Johnson brings up a very, very good point. I looked at him and said, kind of curious here, and he's saying he gave a very good explanation, 17-point rule. If it comes down to a three-way tie,
Thursday night, then Friday night,
and that's one of the drawbacks, I think, from the 17-point rule.
Why do you have to think about things like that, but it does make sense.
Third and five, and we've heard Brian White say that. He's trying to get it. B.J. White on the keeper, turns it up, he's got the first down, leaps a man, and gets out of bounds. At about the Lion, 49, so that's going to be a first down on a pickup of 12. Yeah, that you get as many as 17 points
margin of victory
for a win. And right now, Kennedy
only going to get 10.
Is at 17. And if it's a three-way tie and it comes down to and you, the three teams, West, Prairie, and Kennedy, let's just say, beat each other, it'll come down
that.
Trip receivers to the right side on first down, and White to throw. He's going to throw left side, and a nice catch made over the shoulder. Grab at the 30 and down to the 29 for Sam Harrison.
Another timeout for the Cougars.
And, people might not be curious as to why Kennedy is throwing here, but that's the explanation.
Well, it's the only explanation. That's right. Right now, they've got a 10-point margin of victory on the scoreboard. They get another seven. They get their full allotment of 17 points to put towards that 17-point rule.
You can have plus 17 or you can have minus 17. If it's an overtime game, I believe it's just one.
One.
No matter what you win by.
You only get one.
Or lose by. A plus one or a minus one at that point.
And last year, Kennedy did have to go to that statistical determination and came out on the short side of it.
And they were the ones that stayed home last year.
Cedar Falls, same distance in the other district. They had to stay home. Waterloo West went.
Even though Wash beat Waterloo West.
Exactly.
First down for the 29-yard line. 32.4 to go. And now we've got penalty flags all over the place. I think we're going to have a false start on the Cougars. Plenty of things to work on for Brian White. Not going to be happy about the second half. Not going to be happy about special teams. Not going to be happy about penalties.
Well, special teams right now is the first one that comes to my mind.
Split back, or one setback. Linmar showing blitz. On first down, White flushed out of the pocket, rolls right, throws deep for A.J. Davis, tried to come back for it, and no flag, incomplete.
Ball well short of the intended receiver. Very nearly intercepted.
Paul James has made his way out of the booth. He's down on the far side. Talking with one of the Lion folks. And I think PJ knows what's going on here. And why it's happening. Second down, 24.8 to go. We'll get you the Rain or Door postgame show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Lindmar bringing the blitz, and they try the middle screen, and it's incomplete.
No receiver over there for the Kennedy offense.
And it'll be third down and 15. Well, it's all part of district football and playoffs. Used to be 13 points.
Used to be the 13-point rule is correct.
And it still wouldn't be still, the full point.
It'd still be going for it if it was
value that. Here for Kennedy. White to throw on third down. Going to throw deep left sideline, and I think it's picked off.
Yep.
No, incomplete. Chance at the pick for Gerlach back there. Now, yep, we're going to have one receiver say, one official said incomplete. And it's fourth down.
Incomplete.
With 12.6 remaining in the ballgame.
Fourth down for the Cougars at the 34-yard line.
Well, we're getting close to Hail Mary time.
Yeah, I believe so. And, well, Kennedy's
got some personnel issues.
Remitko's in to punt right now. Play clock down to 3, down to 2, down to 1, and there's a penalty flag. Kennedy had too many people out there. They're going to punt it into the, well, inside the 5, and it's going to be dead, I think, at the 1, but there's too many players in the field.
An illegal participation penalty here on the Cougar. And so once again, special teams letting down the Cougars in the second half here, in the fourth quarter to be more specific.
And Lindmar will make him punt it again with 6.4 to play here in the ballgame. Well, this has been an odd finish. Would you agree?
I would. Savon Walton back to field this punt.
Remitko will kick it again. End over end kick. We'll take a bounce at the 10. And that's going to end the ball game.
That'll do it.
34 yards on the punt, and that's it. 38-28 win for Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight over the Lindmar Lions. And we will come back at the Rain or Door postgame show after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KGYN.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Dad, in a recent survey, Cleveland Clinic found that about 2/3 of men wish their dads had talked to them more about their health.
Do you want to hear about my health, son?
Actually, yes. If you have a health concern, Cleveland Clinic reminds all men to mention it to their doctor.
Even embarrassing below-the-belt issues.
Doctors have heard it all before, especially Cleveland Clinic. They're ranked number one in urology in the nation, and they've got answers to 10 questions most men are afraid to ask at clevelandclinic.org/mention it.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at jcp.com for details.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
We are back with you here at Kingston Stadium as Kennedy Cougars knock off the Linmar Lions tonight, 38-28. We welcome you back on the Rain or Door postgame show as the Cougars go to 5-1 on the season and 2-0 in district play. And the Linmar Lions fall to 1-5, and Linmar now 1-1 in district play. And interesting, very interesting second half here. And I know Brian White, he's going to be thankful he's got the extra day to get ready for Iowa City West. Now, you're Paul James. I don't think you can be prouder of this group. They just never gave up.
Scrappy, pesky, hung around, never say die, fight to the bitter end. If I've got 1 second on the clock, I'm going to give you everything I've got. That's what Paul James Lions did tonight in this game. It just wasn't enough. Defensively, they aren't quite there yet. But offensively, I remember 3 weeks ago, Scott, we were out at Lions Field for a tightly contested game with Cedar Rapids Jefferson that Linmar lost. But again, Scrappy coming back from behind, almost had a chance at the end. And we said, if they can get an offensive identity, they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. Guess what? They've kind of found an offensive identity, even though they haven't found a rushing game yet, and it's all on the legs of quarterback Trot Carey. They know what they're able to do and what they can be successful with, and they're coming. I mean, they're showing evidence of listening to their coaches and getting better every week. So in that respect, yes, Paul James has to feel good about that.
But still a loss, and it's still a win for Kennedy. And as many things as you need to shore up here for the Cougars in coming off of this win and getting ready for undefeated Iowa City West coming up next week. You're still undefeated, and you still got the job done, and you're still 2-0.
Right, and I think you look at the score, 38-28, and you might wonder, well, did Kennedy overlook Linmar at all? No, I don't think they overlooked them one bit. I think they came out, and they did everything that they wanted to with their game plan, which was to stuff the ball rushing-wise down the throat of Linmar, and they did that. What Kennedy did not do tonight that is going to kind of stick in Brian White's craw a little bit, Scott, is they didn't have the fourth quarter, the finisher, the closer attitude that he wanted them to have. They didn't have it on offense. They didn't do in the fourth quarter what they did in the first three offensively. Defensively, they bent and broke just a little bit, but it was especially on special teams with the two failed covers of the onside kicks, and then again the punt that let them down, where they just didn't get the job done with the ball on special teams. So, you know, there's things to work on for Kennedy, but they've got some issues, too, in terms of personnel. There were people going all in and out of the game all over tonight for Kennedy. They don't have the luxury right now, even though they've got tons of guys on their team, huge roster, they don't have the luxury of having a healthy offense and a healthy defense. And they need, frankly, an extra day just to get healed up, if nothing else, right now.
I'll give you the final stats coming up here on the Rain or Door postgame show here from Kingston Stadium as Kennedy wins it tonight by a score of 38-28. And it's now a final from Ames. Texas beats Iowa State tonight by a score of 17-7. So tough loss for the Cyclones right there in the Big 12 opener tonight over at Jack Trice Stadium. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this one. 511 total yards tonight for the Kennedy Cougars.
My goodness, how many rushing?
368.
Wow.
143 through the air for Kennedy. 511 total yards for Kennedy, 316 for Linmar. For Kennedy, 368 on the ground, led by Justin Johnson tonight, 18 carries, 133 yards, and two touchdowns. Michael Watkins, 14 carries, 83 yards. B.J. White, 8 carries, 77 yards. Cade Parker, 10 carries, 73 yards tonight for Kennedy. B.J. White, 9 of 22 tonight, 143 yards with one touchdown. He spread it out to five different receivers tonight. Sam Harrison, 3 catches, 43 yards to lead the way. Derek Diggins caught 2 for 25 and a touchdown. A.J. Davis, 2 for 46 tonight, and a catch apiece for Kai Jenkins and Justin Johnson in the ball game. Kennedy tonight with 27 first downs. It's been a while since we've seen 27 first downs in a game. Penalized, though, 9 times in the game tonight for 78 yards. 8 sacks tonight for the Kennedy defense, and no turnovers. For Lindmar, 316 yards. Pretty good considering they had 11 at the end of the first quarter tonight. 82 on the ground, 234 through the air. Trot carry tonight was 23 of 32, 234 yards, and 3 touchdowns. He was terrific tonight. Josh Hilsenbeck was the big receiver, 9 grabs, 105 yards, and a touchdown. Alex Hess caught 4 for 30 yards tonight. Saban Walton caught 2 for 20. Aaron Neibauer caught 2 for 38 tonight as well. Rowling caught 2 for 25. Della Gardell caught 1. Garmin caught 1. And Martin caught 1 tonight. Alex Hess held to 11 carries, 41 yards tonight. Carey carried it 24 times, all told for 38 yards in the ball game. And Schultz with 1 carry for 2. Lindmar had 19 first downs, 1 penalty for 5 yards on the kickoff, and 2 turnovers in the game for the Lions. Lindmar tonight, 4 of 13 on third downs. Kennedy was 7 of 11. That's pretty good in Vegas. And fourth down tonight, Lindmar was 3 of 6 tonight. And the time of possession, Kennedy 25 minutes and 8 seconds, despite the fact they didn't have the ball in the fourth quarter hardly. And Lindmar 22 minutes and 52 seconds. And Kennedy wins at 38 to 28. So they had over 800 yards of offense tonight and 46 first downs. That's a lot of offense.
And not a lot of defense. And it makes you wonder a little bit on the Lindmar side of the ledger, if they hadn't fumbled the ball away in 2 of their first 3 possessions, what might have been down the stretch?
Yeah, what could have been for the Lions in this one. But Kennedy gets the win, and they go now to 5-1 on the season. And sure, a winning ledger for the Cougars this year. And Lindmar falls to 1-5 on the season. And Cougars go to Iowa City West next week for a big showdown. And we'll be out at Lindmar Stadium, Lindmar and Prairie, which is going to be a big one for both teams, especially the Prairie Hawks should come into that one 2-0 next week.
You would think so. And, you know, I'm not trying to alibi or make any excuse.
1-1. I'm sorry. 1-1. They lost to West last
week. Oh, that's right. They lost to West. So, but, you know, on Kennedy's side of this game tonight, I mean, how many distractions have they had at school this week, Scott?
Homecoming.
Homecoming. The 50th anniversary that's going on. And then, you know, you're playing a team in Lindmar that has only won one game this year. So you're maybe not as jacked as you normally would be. Looming down the road next week is the big showdown with Iowa City West. So, you know, there's reasons that maybe things just didn't go the way that Kennedy would have liked them have gone tonight. But still, you scored 38 points, you racked up 511 total yards of offense, and you got a win against an inner-city rival. So you got to feel good about that, too.
Yeah, I would say you got to feel good about it. We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. Taco pizza would go real well right now. I'm just going to say that.
They've got that new chorizo taco pizza. Have you tried that?
I have not. But
I got to try that.
Looking forward to it. Many candidates. I think we got to go on the offensive side.
I think so, for sure.
In this one here tonight, though. And how about the first time we got to see Justin Johnson this year?
That's a good call. With 133 yards rushing tonight. He was a battering ram. He just... It looked like a man playing with boys out there, the way he would lower his shoulder pads and, you know, get 7 and 8 yards at a crack before anybody even touched him.
So Justin Johnson is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. And we will take a break, come back, and have our final word here from Kingston. Kennedy 38 and the Lindmar Lions 28. Back after this here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you to wrap things up here from Kingston Stadium after this Kennedy 38-28 win. Tomorrow night, we are at Thomas Park. It'll be the Marion Indians. They will be hosting Center Point Urbana coming up tomorrow night. Coach Dan Burke's team against Tim Lovell's team. District 4 in Class 3A. Marion with Marion and CPU both needing wins in that game coming up tomorrow night. Marion with one district loss. CPU now with back-to-back losses. Each comes in at 3-2.
Yep, Marion desperately needs a win. They've got high hopes. They feel as though they can qualify for the playoffs this year. They have to have this win tomorrow night out of Thomas Park if they're going to do that.
And the same with CPU.
The same with CPU. The Storm and Pointers know that they've got the opportunity in front of them, but if they don't take care of it tomorrow night, it's probably unrealistic.
Yep, and we'll have that game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 1600 a.m. and 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM, you will get Unbeaten Solon taking on the Bloodhounds of Fort Madison coming up tomorrow. One of the better nicknames around the state of Iowa. John, get a good night's sleep, and we'll do it again at bucolic Thomas Park tomorrow night.
Always fun to go to Marion.
We get to eat good, too, at Marion tomorrow night.
Yes, they've always got lots of pizza. They've got this big refrigerator up in their press box, and it's full of just about anything that's non-alcoholic you want to drink.
Corby treats us well.
They do. They take care very well out there.
Yep, so we'll have that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We're going to get you to ESPN programming coming up here on the FMs. Iowa State postgame going on right now. Again, Texas beating Iowa State tonight 17-7. That's going to wrap things up. Thank you to all our sports-minded boosters. And a big thanks as well to everybody out there for tuning in. Thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help. And for John Hagerty, Scott Unash saying so long from Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. Final score tonight of this Class 4A District 8 showdown. It was the Kennedy Cougars 38 and the Linmar Lions 28. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Kingston Stadium.